This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
Hyperforce, the tabletop RPG game with these awesome folks here in the Power Rangers universe. In the last week's episode, Chloe and Jack, well, actually all of the Rangers here, Hyperforce Rangers,
especially
here,
Chloe though,
right, had come back home to the Time Force era in the year 3017 something. At the end of the episode, Chloe and Jack, through a series of events, were interviewing a suspicious subject. He was ranting and raving about being left behind. He had a grand scheme, a gigantic plan, and there were five stages to this plan. First, there was the rebirth of a great evil villain. Second, there was the collection of some of the greatest villains through history, especially the ones that disappeared from the timeline. Third, there was the absorption, where they absorbed energy from other beings to become more powerful. Fourth, the stage was called the Armada. And finally, the fifth stage was a plan to save Zordon. Now, Chloe, Jack, Eddie, Vesper have reconvenedon their Hyperforce time ship, and Chloe and Jack relay all this new information they received from this suspect to the rest of the team.
Hey, you guys.
I'm telling you, there's something up with this alliance. We've known it for months, but the fact is it's coming down to brass tacks. We need to figure out what or where this armada is.
Yeah, because once they get a hold of all those ships, it's going to be really, really hard to take them down. Vesper has a question?
Is brass tacks like a form of currency?
Is the thumbtacks the brass colored ones that you put in the little corkboard? The brass tacks.
Oh, got it. Okay. Brass tacks. Yeah, that's a good image.
Right?
It's actually a furniture assembly tool, and it's used to hold upholstery onto. Never mind that! About the armada!
How are we supposed to get any information about an armada that's we know nothing about? This could they could mean anything, an armada.
We can maybe ask Alpha 55.
Alpha 55 is right here in the central control area.
Alpha 55, do you have any information or do we know any information about this armada?
Absolutely, Eddie. Their armada was an alien force that destroyed the planet of Andrasia and then invaded Earth. Luckily, all the Super Mega Force Rangers and the Legendary Rangers came together to defeat the Armada, and Earth was saved! This was over 2,000 years ago!
Wait,
oh, I've heard about this in history, right? Yes, I have. I've heard about this. I remember that when we talked about this. This is like one of the biggest battles in Ranger history.
Yeah, I remember studying about that, but if the Alliance is going to go back in time to take the Armada, they're not going to be able to do anything with all the Legendary Rangers there, would they?
Unless they convince them that there's a task worthy of their talents.
You mean before they fight the Legendary Rangers? So you're saying that maybe the Alliance is targeting the Armada before the Legendary War?
Well, they've been doing nothing but trying to get people behind them through all these different eras. What better group to get behind you than the entire Armada fleet?
Well, how are we supposed to get any information on the Armada?
Infiltration?
Well, even the Legendary Rangers, they didn't know much about the Armada, did they? The only thing they knew was that the Armada was coming.
Yeah.
There must be someone who knows. Wait, Alpha, you said
I did say 2,000 years. I meant to say 1,000 years. Yes, 2013, 2014.
Math is hard, Alpha. No. It's okay.
There may be a delay in my processing. I feel quite stressed about the scenario.
We all do.
Mm-hmm. Same though.
If the Armada attacks the Rangers at the Legendary War, we have no point of contact to find out anything more about them. We can't reach the Rangers because they won't know anything about them.
And ultimately, if we intervene too much, we might change the timeline, which could have disastrous effects for all of us.
Alpha 55, is there anyone that knows about the Armada prior to the Legendary Battle?
Oh, absolutely. Remember, there was a lone ranger on the planet Andrasia. He was the first one to come in contact and witness the destruction of the Armada.
There was a lone ranger?
Yes.
Was Tanto there too?
A different kind of lone ranger does not compute.
Sorry.
Wait, guys, why don't we just contact this ranger and maybe talk to him and see, why don't we jump to his timeline and maybe help save? No, we can't do that. That's going to change the outcome of the world too much.
We can maybe be able to just at least get some information. If that we get information true. And not change anything.
That's true. That's exactly. Right. Eddie, we don't need to give everything, but perhaps just enough to perhaps give ourselves an investigative angle.
So we have to jump after the planet's been destroyed? I feel like that's...
His planet remained, however, his village was destroyed according to records.
Oh. Oh. Well, that's easy.
All right. Well, then I guess, can we go there?
Do we have...
The planet, not the village.
Absolutely. Let me calibrate. There is an Andrasian calendar. Time is quite different. Hello? Okay. And then Alpha goes and kind of tinkers around with the controls, and the time starts rolling back almost 1,000 years, but then it changes to like alien numbers that you can't quite understand. And
does Marv understand?
Nope.
Not all different
aliens
language.
Understand all alien
wow,
language.
Wow, really, whoa. Chloe? Jeez.
That wasn't Chloe. That's Chloe asking that was
me. I'm just kidding. I don't think any of the Hyperforce Rangers would recognize this language. All right, Rangers, I've calibrated for the time when the Armada has shown up and done their horrible destructive act on Andrasia. You should be able to find that Ranger, Orion, there.
Okay, I'll drive.
Whoa, wait. I think it's going to be really important that when we meet this guy, we be very, very careful with what we say.
Agreed.
Oh,
I'm always careful with what I say.
Especially you, Vesper.
What's our cover? Because he's going to ask questions.
I got it. Yes. We are the Vesper Rangers.
Okay, wait a minute. We can just be Time Force officers.
We could just be Time Force officers. I feel like the truth will work out fine.
I just want to be on the same page.
Yeah. Got it.
Oh, Chloe, you're already morphed. You already look like a Time Force Ranger. I mean, you look like a Ranger. I mean, you are a Ranger.
Thank you, Alpha. Thank you. I have this trench coat with me that I'm just going to put back on. Wow, look, it fits so nicely.
Aren't you glad I picked it up after you threw it away back in 2000? What was it?
Oh, the SPD era.
You're welcome.
Very, very grateful for that. I'm just going to take my helmet off and just...
Chloe, I have something to tell you. You wear your suit a whole lot. I'm getting concerned for your skin. And I feel like you should give it some time to breathe.
You know, you have a point, but not today.
Gip sleeping.
I admire your commitment.
Thank you. Right. Alpha, I'm good. Let's go. I'm cosplaying as a civilian.
All right, Vesper, I heard you wanted to drive.
Yep.
The coordinates are already set.
Shotgun. I go in front.
All right, and then suddenly the time ship powers up with Vesper's, under Vesper's control, and you feel you jump not only through time, but also
Wow. That's a new one. I like that one. I like that one, too.
That was cool. That was really cool.
Wow. And you have arrived now in the orbit of the Andrasian planet. As you look down, you can see it's quite like Earth. A lot of water and lush green land, but the planet is mostly covered by water, just like Earth. Alpha asks all of you Hyperforce Rangers, all right, where do you want to land?
Wait, before we land, Alpha, do you have any other information about this ranger?
Like, what kind of information?
Is he currently a ranger? Is he connected to the Morphin Grid?
Records show that he has access to his morpher.
He does, okay.
Well, Alpha, where is he? Let's find him.
I'm not quite sure. However, there are some traces of life energy at this beach. I will teleport you there now. Sounds are you good. Ready?
Yeah,
sounds good.
All right, so... And then suddenly from kind of your feet as a beam raises through your body, you teleport and fade away. And then you teleport in and you are along the coast of a beach. There's a beautiful green lush mountains and a long beach, ocean, sand. Around the beach there are some rocks and caves, and beyond that is the jungle, but there's a gloomy gray sky above the whole world. You could probably follow the beach going north or south, or go towards the jungle or some of the rocks and caves.
We've had a bad experience with, you know, jungle, forest, covered areas.
You're right. I think we should go beach route this time.
I think we should do a bio reading on the planet just to see if there's anyone close by.
Yeah. Alpha, can you give us any indication which direction the life forms are?
I don't have any record of advanced life forms in your exact area. However, they are near the vicinity. There are traces of life.
I'm going to start looking around to see if I can see any footprints besides ours, because we're by the beach currently, right?
Okay. Go ahead and roll. It's non-combat roll, so 1d6. I'm sorry.
All good. That's a lightning bolt. God bless you.
All right. You see wet footsteps in the sand heading north along the beach.
That's...
Well, beach?
Yeah, well, beach it is.
Let's do it.
Let's follow the wet foot.
I start following the wet foot.
I take off my socks and shoes.
As you follow the footsteps in the sand, you hear the crashing of the waves, but then you hear another sound. You haven't seen anything yet.
What do we hear?
Maybe somebody or something moving around, splashing around in the water.
Ooh.
Guys, I think there's a mermaid over there.
I'll go investigate. Okay. And I jump into the water.
Investigate.
Investigate. All
right. Everybody who's investigating, roll 1d6. Who has a 4 or higher?
Ooh! Lightning bolt!
Lightning bolt!
4.
Okay.
3.
Everybody but Eddie spots the silhouette of a young man. Mm-hmm. He has his pants rolled up and he has a long spear in his arm. He seems like he's attempting to fish.
Does he have a soccer ball?
No soccer ball.
Guys, awesome. We should be very careful. If his home planet just got attacked and he's got a weapon, chances are he's not going to be the happiest to see us.
All right, so I run up to him and I say, hey, buddy, are you fishing for compliments or are you just happy to be fishing?
So, Orion, you were just in the middle of fishing. You're really focusing on catching one of those glimmering fish. And then out of nowhere, Vesper shows up and approaches you.
Mama.
Whoa, buddy, you are speaking too fast. I'm sorry? Excuse me?
Alpha 55, do we happen to have a translator program that we could use?
Translation program? Oh, I didn't know. I didn't think about this being necessary. Hold on. All right. I want you to go ahead and everybody roll 1d6. And if you get a 3 or higher.
Lightning bolt.
Yeah, that's a 2 for me. So I just started talking to him in my language. Orekana te hueo.
So Vesper can understand.
I set my...
I don't think he understands.
I dig inside my Android database and find his language.
Yeah.
Why are you here?
We are looking for help.
There's nothing left. They've taken everything.
Is there anything we can do to help? We're Time Force officers.
What is Time Force?
It's like a police force, but we help time and space and...
Vesper, this is really awkward. Can you please plug your internal translation through our morpher so we can understand?
Yeah, I don't know what you guys are saying.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Whoa! Whoa! Hello?
These are all my friends.
I just hear it from the beach because I'm not with them.
You're kind of behind, but you could, you know, go another way.
Do not come closer.
I'm Vesper. These are my friends.
Hello.
Are you okay? We don't mean any harm.
We're Time Force officers.
Do you have weapons?
Yes, but we're not gonna pull them out.
Put them down.
You see, they're kind of like in a weird
space. They're kind of... Sure, why not? Alpha, can you transfer over the hyperblade blaster?
Hyperblade blaster? Yes.
Down.
Putting them down.
So, Chloe, you're at the back of the group, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have also shown up. Did you rush up with Vesper, or did you kind of hang back?
I hung back.
Okay, you hung back.
I hung back, yeah.
So all you see is Vesper and Marv right now.
Oh, okay.
We mean you no harm. We're from the Time Force, and we simply want to ask you a couple of questions.
Which?
You know about the Armada?
They destroyed this planet.
He knows about the Armada, guys.
The Armada is a part of something very, very big. Bigger than anything you can ever imagine. And we need to find out more things about the Armada. Is there anything that you can help us with?
They have ships.
What?
Thousands of ships. Soldiers. Powerful lasers. I don't know this energy, but it destroys.
We're sorry, but we can't save your planet, but you can help us save ours. Do you know where we can find one of these ships?
Yes. There are stragglers. In the forest. We must go quickly.
Okay.
What's your name?
Orion.
Marvin, it's nice to meet you. I'm sorry about everything that's happened here.
Orion, your fishing pole, the line is tugging.
It's a spear.
Can I fish?
Yeah, of course you can fish.
Can I grab the fish? Can I roll for the fish?
Yeah, you roll for the fish.
I don't know, you got the spear, man. You can decide.
He's so cute. He rolls a one.
And since it's like combat against the fish, I mean, you're not morph, but...
It's a big fish.
But you can roll against the fish.
You can roll two for fish?
No. Only if he's morph.
This is in the background.
Two. It's a guppy. This one can go.
The fish kind of flops away. You just see the tail, and it splashes water in your face, and it swims off.
Made me lose my food.
Did someone eat food?
Can I pop out when he says that?
Yes, and suddenly, from behind the rocks, another person appears. She is completely morphed as the Pink Ranger.
I have a trench coat on!
No.
She is wearing a trench coat with shoulders underneath.
Shoulders? In my battleizer, it's like kind of like, you know.
It's kind of sitting.
It's like not lumpy. I look like I'm about to investigate.
You look like Carmen Sandiego right now, this is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
All right.
And I emerge from behind Marv and Vesper. Did someone say food?
What is this robot child?
That's Vesper. We don't call her a robot. Are you talking about me?
Robot child is good.
Oh my gosh. And then as he says that, I like try and get behind them. Like they're holding me back, but I'm just kind of like hovering on them. I'm like, hold me back, guys. He called me a robot.
Chloe,
I'm
holding you back.
Hold me back. And I kick up some dirt. I hope really, what's wrong with being a robot? Nothing.
Well, an introduction to our team. This is Vesper. She's our Black Ranger. This is Chloe.
Chloe.
She's our...
Let me put it...
Pink Ranger.
I throw the trench coat in the air and I glisten in the sun. I'm the Pink Ranger.
Not a robot.
And I'm Marv, the Red Ranger, and this is...
I'm Jack D. Thomas, Time Force Officer.
Hello. Yellow.
And then at this moment, I would like to walk up with my trident.
Okay.
And just like slam it in the ground and just grab a fish.
Oh, okay. Go.
Do I have to roll for that?
Yes, you gotta roll for fishing.
And he is amazing to me right now.
I'm a super roll for this fish.
Oh my god. Whoa.
3.
You quickly stab your trident into the ground, and you pick up not one, but 2 fish on each prong.
So I pick up the 2 fish, pull them off, give them to Orion. I'm Eddie the Blue Ranger, and I just walk back.
I walk
He is
over
a master fisherman.
Are you going to cook those fish, or like, what are you doing with them?
I will cook these fish.
For all of us?
For Eddie. And for me.
Okay.
You make me lose my fish.
It's all right, Orion. We can
share.
We will share.
We'll share.
Can I try and get a fish? Please.
With what, your sword?
I don't know how much longer.
It sounds like, Orion, where were you going to go? You sound like you're about to go somewhere.
The ships are in the forest. And they come and go throughout the day. Sometimes there's 3, sometimes there's 1. And guards will circle the forest in patrol.
So these are live ships.
These are real working ships.
Orion, what are the ships doing in the forest?
I study and I don't know.
If you want to try to remember things that maybe your character might have a vague memory of, you go ahead and roll and I will tell you if you remember something.
Okay. I'd like to.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm trying to remember.
All right. It's going to be a 3 or higher.
I can't remember.
Can't remember just now.
They're
maybe
not...
might come to you later.
So these ships, they after they've attacked your planet, they
seem
settled
to be searching.
Here. They're searching.
They seem to be searching for something.
What could they be searching for? Definitely not fish.
They keep carrying rocks. Onto the ships. Big rocks onto the ships.
Is there something special about this planet? Is there some sort of a...
My village was a simple mining village.
What did you mine?
I mined for ore and silver. But we're a small industry town. There's nothing of power or... There's nothing...
That doesn't make sense. What could the space armada that has... all the power in the world, what could they want in a planet like this? Why would
they have powers,
rocks?
Right?
Yes.
You have weapons, right?
Yes.
Oh, wait, my gun! I started looking for the hyperbolic blaster. Can I try to find it, or can I just summon it back up?
You could probably summon back up if it was near vicinity.
I'm just going to look for it.
Yeah.
Oh, lightning bolt.
Okay.
Oh, there it is.
Wait.
Okay, yes.
Can you show us some of these ores or this rock? Maybe Vesper or Alpha can do a reading on them.
Yeah, we should do an analysis.
Yes.
Yeah. Perhaps there's some content in this rock that these people simply don't understand or wouldn't recognize.
Orion, go ahead and roll a d6. I'm going to say it's a 2 difficulty.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Lightning bolt.
Okay. Ooh. So Orion remembers that he mined for quartz, crystals, minerals, all sorts of precious materials on his home planet as a miner.
Mm-hmm. There's a game I play. We mine stuff too. I'm familiar with these ores. Mm. It's called Crafty Miner.
Crafty Miner.
Show me to them.
My quarry is that way.
Orion, I would like to build trust with you by sharing some of my knowledge from my planet.
What is your planet?
I cannot tell you that. But I can tell you this. There are more ships in the ocean than there are submarines in the sky.
Yeah, let's go. Yep,
As
let's go.
You guys...
Oh,
sorry,
no
Orion. You're going to take them?
I will take them to my quarry and show them what we mine.
So as you guys are headed towards the quarry where Orion works, Suddenly, the lush landscape is more replaced with rocks and hills, mining equipment. And as you're headed towards there, it starts to rain. The gray sky opens up. It starts to rain heavier and heavier. Then lightning flashes. And now it's starting to pour on you guys quite heavily as you approach the rock quarry.
Does the weather change this quickly on your planet?
Very quickly. Ugh. Unpredictable.
I'm going to scout ahead to see if I see any ships or any signs of danger, anything like that.
As you look ahead, there are, you know, simple mining equipment, carts going in and out of caves, maybe to take cover, and then there's helmets, picks.
Are there people there?
No people.
No people.
No people.
Everyone has been killed.
I'm so sorry.
We're sorry to hear that.
Yeah. There are tools.
Person?
I'm the only one.
You're the only one left on this planet? My God. Is there any way we could help you? Is there some thing that you would like?
I need to get off this planet.
I'm sure we could...
Marf.
No, you're right. Maybe we can help you nab one of those ships.
Yes, then I can chase the Armada.
Are you sure that's a good idea?
Yes. Yes. I must have revenge on my family.
Wait. Guys, I think I have a good idea this time. So the Vengix virus...
I'm just looking at the rocks while she's talking.
It worked. No, actually, it's raining so heavily now. Your guys are going to be completely drenched. Like sad, wet puppies if you don't.
Ooh. Oh, okay, let's go like get to safety, then I'll tell you my good idea.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you mind leading us away?
There's a cave this way.
Great.
Into the cave.
All right, so you all follow Orion into a dark cave. This is maybe where some of the miners would have taken a break to have lunch or something. And then there, next to you, there is a campsite with some dry tinder, and it is raining very heavily outside, and it is crashing lightning and thunder very, very heavily. And then as you peer out of the cave, you can no longer see kind of the outside world because it's raining so heavily.
Is there anything in the cave to start a fire?
I can
go ahead
fire.
Roll for it. And Orion has a bonus for resourcefulness. Yeah, so if you're looking for something, you have a bonus that's special to your character.
Okay. Four.
Four. I will say you find a little flint.
All right. Well, then I will use that to start a fire in the cave and keep us warm.
All right. The fire starts at first very small and then quickly grows. And now you are all around this beautiful fire that's keeping you warm and dry while the outside it rains quite heavily.
So if we could find this Armada ship, I think I know how you can get your revenge.
How?
See, I was infected with something called the Vengix virus.
Virus?
And I think I might be able to infect the ship with Vengix. And it's very... It spreads through proximity. So if I can infect that ship, and you can make it to the Armada, there's a chance that you can infect all the Armada ships with this virus.
No. Wait,
that's a great idea.
That is, but we can't just change the outcome of the past. If we do that, we'll take out the whole Armada.
It's going to change either way. The Alliance is going to try and steal these ships.
I have an idea. You can understand me.
Yeah.
And I can understand you now.
Mm-hmm.
If we can capture one of their guards and interrogate him, find out why they're on my planet, infect him with the virus, and send him back to his ship.
He'd have to be some kind of mechanical, like I am.
Oh.
Like a robot, like I'm not.
Vesper, you just be careful with the whole Vengix virus. I mean, that virus caused the whole universe to fall.
I'm depending on it.
Okay.
My friends, as a law enforcement officer, our primary goal should be to ascertain the threat and investigate the roots of it.
Ascertain is a big word.
I agree. Taking down a whole armada doesn't seem like that should be what... That's not our business here.
Well, particularly if heroes of the past are in this armada, our friends, our brothers and sisters. We have to be very careful here. Now, I agree, Vesper. This is a great finishing move, but difficult to control. Hmm. I think we should ideally attempt to get eyes on this operation. Whatever these Alliance ships are doing on this planet, we need to figure out what they want, where they're going, and what they're doing with this material. Once we have that, we'll be in a better position to make a decision about action.
Okay.
Then we destroy, Chloe. We destroy.
I'm going to look over at Eddie at this point. How's Eddie doing?
I'm just by the fire.
I'm going to give you, some energy because you caught the fish.
I did. Can I get two? Because it was...
Well, yeah, I gave you two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go up to him.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to come talk for a bit? If you don't, it's totally fine, but I'm worried about you, man.
We can talk, but like Jack says, we have a mission that we have to do, and I think that we should just stay focused on our mission. But if you want to talk, sure. I would like that. Sure.
I'm going to take Orion to the side. So, you've been fishing here long?
So I'm going to go pull pull Eddie off to the side.
Normally don't have to fish.
All right, so let Jack and Orion have a conversation, okay. And then we'll cut to your scene.
Hello, Jack.
How long have you been alone here, Orion?
It's been 3 months.
How have you held up?
My desire for revenge and just need to survive have kept me alive.
So you've been seeing these ships come in and out of the forest, but you haven't taken action yet? What has stopped you?
You're their leader. Your team.
I'd like to think so, but that's not the case. Our leader is the Red Ranger, Marvin.
Okay.
He has the heart of a lion.
I tried to take down a ship.
What happened?
Well, it crashed, but the other ships found it too soon. They were guards. And I don't think I have the resources to take down another.
Well, you do now. But I must caution you, my friend. Revenge is a dish best never eaten.
I walk up to them. Guys, I know what you're talking about. I completely understand. Orion, I've broken too many hearts already. It's never going to work between us. I'm sorry. And I run outside.
In the rain.
Into the rain.
Into the rain. All right. Vesper has run out into the pouring rain.
We see her pass us.
As that happens, I'm just like, gosh, this is the worst, and I go after her.
Okay, Vesper and Chloe run out into the rain.
Orion, you realize that we're from your future, and that brings certain responsibilities. We are here on a mission, like many that you yourself have had. But this one has ramifications not just for your planet and yourself, but for ours and the entire universe. We will not leave you here. Believe it.
Orion, in his pocket, he feels the glow and energy of his morpher that he has been keeping away for quite some time. He's never used it to fight anybody or anything yet.
We must talk with the others as well. We walk back to the group.
Sure.
Marv
and Eddie were having
a separate conversation.
Yeah.
So I'm like just looking at the rocks or whatever.
Sure.
And seeing if any of the materials that he was talking about earlier are in the cave.
Eddie, come on, man. I'm your best friend, right?
Yeah. We're best friends.
Talk to me, man.
We're best friends that hung out a lot. Your brother returned, so you had to spend your time with your brother and completely understand that. Because you didn't know he was around or not, but now he's around. And now I know how Chloe feels because she doesn't know where her parents are, but now that your brother's come back, it's possible that they could come back. And she has this cool battleizer thing, and it's really awesome. And then
her and Jack go and investigate things, and then you and Jack have a relationship, and then Chloe and Vesper hang out and have the girl time, and then you always hang out. Everyone's hanging out with everyone else, and I'm afraid of being alone.
Eddie, the only reason why all of us have been able to do that is because you've opened our hearts. You are such an important part of this team. I'm so sorry for neglecting you. I hadn't realized that this was something that you were dealing with.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I'm being selfish, man. It's just like...
No, you're entitled to that.
You all have so many...
You're allowed to feel this way, man. I haven't been a very good friend to you. And I've been so engrossed with my plan to find Joe that I have neglected you.
No. Finding your brother was so important. I was so happy for you. I mean, you've had this pain for so long, and then it got relieved by seeing him again.
I know, but you're my best friend. I want you to know that. I value you so greatly. Everyone in this group does. We don't really have time to talk like this because obviously the fate of the universe is on our back, but yeah. Eddie, if you weren't here, this whole team would fall apart. Me and Jack, we would probably get into a fist fight. I mean, me and Chloe would probably blow something up. Or Vesper, for that matter. You're the one that's stopping us from doing that. You've kept Vesper, honestly, more sane than ever by being her friend. You've brought her back from literal death. You've helped Jack. You've helped Chloe. You've related with everyone else, and you haven't asked for anything. You are entitled to feel this way, man. And I'm so sorry that I didn't notice this any sooner.
No. I'm sorry for never telling you before. I just... After what happened with Vesper, I just...
Yeah, that was kind of awkward.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man.
I just got nervous about speaking about feelings anymore. I really care about all you guys. I want you to be able to be with your brother and your family again. I literally hope and pray that Chloe's parents are still around and that she finds them. I hope that Vesper, no matter how she feels about me, realizes who she is and that she's important.
Eddie, you are selling yourself way too short. You think that these feelings that you have are selfish, but they're not. They're selfless. Everyone is afraid to be alone, but you're at least helping people out. Is there anything I can do for you, man?
It's just going to take time, man. Some things just take time. Yeah. But right now, I just want to focus on this mission and helping Orion, another hot six member of our team that has joined us. and also saving the universe. All rangerdom and stuff like that. And then I can get back to personal lives after that. But thanks, Mark.
You know I'm always going to be here for you. Your family. Joe is my brother, but so are you.
Same here, man. And then we do like a fist bump, and then we lock it, and then we do like a little like, and then we slap it, and then high five, and then...
Wait, so we should...
So you guys hear Orion, who is with Jack, kind of try to gather people out in the fire. I think Vesper and Chloe do not hear this. They're still out there somewhere.
Well, are we gonna cut to us? Because I'm just trying to get Vesper back inside.
We're gonna cut to you after we cut to these guys. So now Orion, Jack, Eddie, and Marv, all the dudes are on the fire.
Bros.
And Orion.
Hey, sorry about that. We were just checking out the rocks.
Yeah, we were talking about rocks, man.
Yeah, we're just hard stuff.
Beautiful times on this planet.
Yes. Yeah.
I feel this should be a reveal for the whole team, but time is of the essence. So,
wait, hold on. I'll just record this and I'll send this recording to them. Go ahead. Recording.
So, okay, when I was the day of the attack. It was before the attack. I found when I was mining a thing that has immense power. I can feel it. And it looks similar to these on your wrists. But it doesn't. There's no strap. It's silver and gold, and it radiates power and light.
Can we take a look at it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Eddie's amazing with technology.
I'm pulling out my morpher.
Mm-hmm. Can I run back?
Whoa.
I'm just gonna send this over to them really quick.
I don't know its power. I've been too afraid to use it.
Do I recognize what it is? Or do I have to roll for that?
As a history nerd, you should roll for it, but I'll say it's a difficulty too.
All right. Lightning bolt!
So you...
Knowledge!
You, like, you remember the exact chapter from your history book on the Super Mega Force Rangers. You recognize the morpher. You recognize how it needs a key. Okay. You know all the things.
Oh my gosh. That's a morpher, guys. That's a morpher.
And it never used it?
I don't know what it does.
We'll find out.
Yeah. You're going to have powers like you never dreamed of. You're going to be able to morph into another power. Like it's just going to be amazing. Like you're going to be able to fight. And then, right? And then you're going to probably even have some other powers that other Rangers have never had before.
Rangers?
Like Power you. Rangers. Yeah, like us.
Orion, go ahead. I would say it's a one difficulty, so you don't have to roll. But you did morph once when you saw your village being destroyed.
Oh. But they didn't quite know what the morphing was.
Exactly. But
so I can tell them this? Because I got a lightning bolt.
He suddenly remembered.
There was one moment during the invasion. The morpher was pulling me towards it. And I placed... There was a small man that I found with this morpher. Is what you call it?
That's a key.
A key.
A ranger key.
So this small man... It was almost magnet-like towards each other. So I placed it inside, and this power consumed me, and I had armor. I had this armor that was this silver, like the silver that I mine. And I was faster than I've ever been, and stronger than I've ever been. But it was so scary.
Ryan.
Don't be afraid of that power.
Yeah.
You're it was destined for you.
So we can use this together.
We can, but yours is a little bit different.
Yeah.
More power?
Different power.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very much so.
Very different.
Let's just say that might not be the only key that you can put in one of those things.
No spoilers.
But we don't want to change history or anything.
You do... Go down as one of the legendary rangers. That is a destination for you.
Wow. No pressure, Orion.
No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure or anything.
I told you we were from your future. We know you.
Okay.
And we know your friends.
And we know of all the great things that you're going to achieve.
And we know that because you are a ranger like us, you're a family. Because once a ranger, always a ranger.
That's beautiful.
All you have to do is follow your heart, and you will never go wrong, Orion. However, the problem that we are faced with today is something that reaches between our worlds.
Wait, Jack, I think we should probably call Chloe and Vesper back in.
All right, we're going to cut to Vesper and Chloe real quick as the rest of the guys try to reassure Orion that it's okay to be a ranger, actually. It's great.
Pretty convinced so far. It's pretty rad.
Superpowers.
Vesper actually took off first. She's a little bit of a head. She found somewhere else to take cover, somewhere else in the kind of mining, what do you call it?
Area.
Campus, you know. And she's kind of furiously at work
kind of eyes closed, trying to think or process something deep inside her, doing very several calculations. As Chloe runs up to Vesper, you see her in this strange state, like she's trying to generate or think or make something inside of her.
Vesper!
Yeah?
Can't just think that everyone has a crush on you and run away out in the rain. You could have gotten lightning bolted.
Look, he said he was a minor. I'm not into younger guys. I just had to end it right there.
Vesper, you're crazy. You okay? What's going on with you?
You know, I think ever since I got that Vengix virus, that something inside me just broke.
Like what?
I don't know. Like my brain?
That makes sense. It all makes sense now.
Because, I mean, I always felt like a little like, hey, like she's kind of quirky. She does what she wants. But now it's like just insane. And I think, I don't know. I think something inside me is just, I lost it forever.
Wow, that's sad. Whoa, you feel like you lost your brain because of the Vengix virus?
No, I still feel it in there rattling around. It's just, it feels like, I don't know. Like, it's still there somehow, you know?
Vesper, why don't you roll a d6 for me? It's gonna be 2 or higher.
2.
So, what you mean to say is that you have records of how it affected your processing.
Oh, actually, I think I can find records of how it affected me, like, specifically.
Oh! Well, look into that.
Okay.
What does it say?
Well, it says... It says 2.
Oh, that must be like code or something, right?
For also.
You remember some details about the Vengix virus, how it could infect you just through proximity. Remember, you were just very close to Kilobyte and those other evil beings, and somehow that virus was able to transfer, and you just have this sense that it is a very infectious thing, and it, even though it's a computer virus, it can be kind of multiply and spread kind of like the way a biological virus would spread. And
it's like, I feel like it's saying that it's still inside of me, that it's not really gone. Kind of like when you get addicted to something and then it's just kind of there forever.
Like candy. It is there forever. It's always in my pockets. I love time travel. Anyways.
But it just means that I really feel like we have to get Orion onto a ship and infect that ship with the virus.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I like that idea.
Me too.
But I don't like the idea of you feeling like something in you is missing. If this puts you at risk, I don't want you to have to go through that ever again.
I think we have to. There's not really a choice. And plus, I have everybody here to help me out if I need to come back. You guys have saved me time and time again, especially Eddie. So, I'm not afraid. Because we know it's possible.
Yeah, definitely. Are you going to be okay? You said you seemed off.
Well, everyone's a little crazy, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, should we go back in with the Bumble boys?
Guys, Chloe, Vesper, where are you guys at?
We're having a secret girl talk.
Oh, sorry.
What are you guys up to?
Is there food over there? Did they cook the fish yet? What's going on?
Not yet, but we're about to talk.
Oh my gosh,
about...
can you guys get it together? Barbecue or something? That fire's been lit for 15 minutes.
We'll get the fish cooked by the time you guys get back. Please get back as soon as possible.
You better, Barb!
You got it!
Angry!
All right, Vesper and Chloe, what do you do?
We have to race. All right.
Race.
Whoever gets there first eats the fish.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, +3 stealth. I'm already there.
But Vesper wouldn't know that because you have plus three stealth.
Where did she go?
What is winning if the opponent doesn't know?
This will make you faster, but it's like, where did she go?
Oh, you're a wizard.
And as you dash off, probably just hiding by a nearby rock, Vesper sees overhead a giant ship streak across the sky, and then followed by two more.
Hey, guys.
Hold on a second. I'm putting the fish on the hyperblade blaster.
Yes. Guys.
Oh, I smell that.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, I'm on my way back to the cave, but I just saw three ships pass by.
What?
You saw ships?
Yeah.
We must go.
Ships.
Wait, what about the fish?
They'll be fine in the fire. It'll be like fish jerky.
Then
later.
We can have
like
fish and fish. Ships.
Fish and ships!
That's a good one. Okay. So I don't want to get out of the cave because it's sure. rainy, but I want to wait for them.
Are you afraid to get your hair wet?
Yeah, that's
Mar?
No, nothing. My hair's not.
Mar.
I run out into the rain.
All right.
I put my helmet
on. I like
on.
This one.
Okay.
He's got heart.
So everybody who's in the cave runs out.
Oh, wait. They're not going to meet us at the cave?
No, we're running out of the
cave. Okay, well, I'm running
out of
the
cave. We meet them on their way in.
Okay. Their hair wet.
Okay, so right outside the cave, you all meet outside. It's raining.
Why are we meeting outside?
Vesper said that
ships were coming.
I look at the sky, boss. Do I see anything up there? Do I have to move my generous gold locks out of my hair?
A d6.
Mahar.
It's going to be two difficulty.
That's a three. I'm good. I see something.
All right. You see kind of a chemtrail. Smoke trail yeah. of the ship headed over the sky towards
the forest.
The forest.
Like I said.
Like you said.
There.
Do you guys see that?
Yeah. This is his home planet. He's seen this before.
I know the way.
Yeah. That is an old school propulsion system.
All right. Let's go. He knows the way.
We'll follow you.
Do we climb up the quarry or do we have to hike around the long way?
You're the master of this planet.
I would climb up the quarry.
All right, so he climbs up the quarry.
Everybody has to roll, though, because it's a hard hike. It's a hard climb.
Oh, is that how it is?
I'm gonna super this hike, then.
Six.
All right.
Do I get to do two?
That's a seven.
I'm
more. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You had three, don't you?
No, non-combat. It's non-combat.
But it's supposed
but
to be more.
But you're
and
not...
he did the fish thing, so...
I rolled one, though.
You rolled one.
Oh.
Freaking 100.
Okay, I'm good.
What's the
difficulty? I'll say it's two.
Aw, look at you.
Lightning bolt.
Seven.
Right.
We all made it up the quarry.
We all made it up the quarry.
It was a little slippery with all the rain, but you made it up.
I did it really cool. Like,
you fit
like
in well
parkour,
on my planet.
Parkour going from like rock to rock and then like doing little flips.
Wait, what did you get?
A five.
Okay, yeah, you do it pretty cool.
Yeah, I do it pretty cool.
With style.
And stealth, and I get to the top and I'm just like, come on, guys, hurry it up.
So we're climbing up.
All right, and then once they get over the rock quarry, what do they see? The jungle?
It's a little bit scorched. You know, it's been destroyed.
Mm-hmm. So there's some scar and burn marks. So some of the like trees have been burned and split.
Craters.
Craters. But beyond that, there is still some lush green forest.
So they're in there. They're in the forest.
Mm-hmm. All right, we should take caution.
Quietly.
All right, you can lead the way. You know the most about these people then.
So we make it to the edge of the greenery of the forest. And this is where I normally see the guards. Taking patrol, and they usually come in groups of two, in pairs.
Groups of two.
It could be more. I've seen as many as four at a time, but they don't spread out. They just stay together.
Orion, what do they look like?
They have kind of grayish. I'm trying to remember.
Go ahead and roll. It's gonna be like
four.
Yeah, it'll be very simple for you. So they're like U-shaped ships. Cool. And on the sides of the U are kind of like turbine kind of propeller type things.
It's like red and...
Yes, and then they're red. And at the center, that's in the center of the U, that's where, or kind of like an H,
That's where the pilot sits.
It's almost a wishbone looking thing.
Yeah.
With all right, my question is about the guards.
The guard, that's what I thought. Yeah.
What do they look like?
And they're the grayish.
Right. They look
they have
bots.
Kind of like almost like bots.
Ah. So they're not wearing a uniform or a...
Wait, they're robots?
I don't know. They move.
Maybe we
can move like living beings, but they have mechanical looking parts.
They're like robot putties?
Maybe you can hack into one
this
of their minds.
This is X-Borg, right?
Yeah.
These are the X-Borgs.
Okay.
Let's find them and I can try to do my magic.
I think we should stake them out. And once the two come out, we focus one down and the other one we
incapacitate. Should we split up?
I don't know if... Well, maybe we could split up around them. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Did someone say distraction?
She is a master of distraction. She really is. She's great at it.
Watch out for the wind.
Yeah. Oh.
I am the wind.
Yes, I know.
So you guys have all kind of taken cover under the forest trees. It's so thick that the rain doesn't quite penetrate. So you can kind of see what's going on. You can see out of the woods, and there is kind of an open plain of like a pebbled beach, right? And suddenly you see kind of two ships kind of leading the way, and then another ship kind of slowly trailing behind them.
Wait, so they stay up there? They don't come
down. They land.
Okay.
I don't know why they're not landing right now. Mm-hmm. But they do land eventually.
Are there any guards in sight? Do we see any of these mechas?
Bots?
Automatons?
No, you just see kind of Vesper, you saw them first, right? So you see kind of three ships kind of fly by overhead, and it kind of connects to the smoke trail that you also spotted. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. If they're following some sort of smoke trail, you could create a huge...
The smoke trail is behind the ships.
Never mind.
Like,
I was going to say you could create a giant hurricane to maybe alert one of the ships and be like, oh, let's stop by and check this out.
Sure.
We should follow the ships and see where they're going.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
My only concern with that is, what if we land into the whole armada?
This forest is guarded.
Yeah, I think it's easier to just take out one instead of a whole fleet of them.
Hmm.
But if that's what you guys want to do, I'm totally okay with that.
I run.
Okay.
I run. I'm following the ship.
All right.
Cool. I follow him.
All right. Okay, so...
Goes after the ship.
Eddie, you run so fast!
Does run faster than Marv. So first it's Eddie, then it's Marv, then it's Orion running out of the forest.
I'm running too.
I guess we're all running.
I guess everybody is running. Does Jack stay hidden in the woods?
No. I kind of like, you know, I jog.
Sure. So saunter, you're at the tail end of the group.
Sauntering.
All right, sauntering.
Aggressively sauntering.
Over. You can see they have, it looks like they're doing some drills. And two of them are kind of higher and they go through the clouds. And the one that was trailing behind actually flies lower. They're doing some kind of formation, maybe some training.
They're not landing, but they're a little bit lower.
What?
So I stop.
What?
And then we like duck. Like, is there any like tree shrubbery or something to like duck down? So
we should find cover.
Find cover. Yeah.
Go ahead and roll a d6, both of you.
Okay.
It'll be a 3.
Lightning bolt. I found cover.
My goodness, wow. You're rolling really well.
But he also has like +3 resourcefulness. So not only does he find, like, kind of a conveniently shaped, like, curved rock, it's big enough for other people.
I really too.
Come into my rock.
You don't see any cover, but you hear Orion.
Over here! Oh. Into my rock!
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Rock cover.
I follow in.
Following.
We're all there, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
How long do we wait before the ships land?
Go ahead and roll d6.
2. So we wait
sometimes, you remember that sometimes the ships don't land, or they only just kind of hover lowly, and because they don't need to land, and then they just take off into the sky.
Right.
They come back again at regular intervals.
And can we check to see if there's anyone on the ground?
Yeah, go ahead.
Below the ships?
Yeah, everybody.
Like
check.
A perimeter check kind of a thing?
Yeah.
That is a 5. Man, I'm rolling really well today.
It's a 2.
Lightning bolt.
5.
4.
All right, everybody who has a 3 or higher, you don't notice anybody, and you're sure that nobody's around.
I don't think anyone's around, guys.
So the only one that's here, only thing that's here is, are those ships.
So do you know when they'll land?
Or they do their maneuvers.
In? Yeah.
And sometimes only one will land, but it's after something has been transported between the ships.
Then we should probably get a closer look.
I don't know what they're transporting.
What are the chances that one of these ships will land? Do you happen to know?
Every day.
So
every
day they will
land.
Okay.
Yes.
So you just have to wait it out?
No, we don't wait it out. We engineer a problem on the landing ship, inspiring the aerial ship to check on its companion.
Ooh, I like it.
So what do you want me to do?
Well, it's a great outfit you've got on.
Thank you.
Chloe, I think you should make a super jump up to the lower ship and just see what you can see.
Oh, dear. Okay.
It might be an easy sabotage.
Once I get up there, what do you want me to do?
Sabotage?
Jack, if one of their ships are going to land anyways, why do you want to get both of them to land? Wouldn't it be easier to just get information if there's only one ship in the vicinity?
Yes, but Marv, if we get too aggressive with the first ship, the second ship's just going to take off.
Yeah, if the other ship takes off, we only need one ship.
Yeah, but then they'll come back with 20.
Yes.
Well, if we take out 2, won't they come back with 40?
This is a classic alien hunting technique. You take out one of the prey, you hobble him or her, and you wait for the companions to come and check on their compatriot.
Can we infect them with the virus now?
Well, we should get the ship first. We have to get a ship or one of these.
I just feel as though if we do this with one ship, it'll be a lot easier. We deal with one guard that's landed, mm-hmm. We get them out, we infect them with her virus, then we take the one ship, we give it to this guy, instead of having to deal with 2 ships. If we deal with 2 ships, that's twice the fleet that we have to deal with.
So what are you saying?
We wait for one of the ships to land. When the other one goes, we take that ship.
There are multiple guards on each ship.
Better one than 2 ships, right? I mean, 2 ships means, let's say there's 10 guards on one ship.
There might be more guards.
Exactly.
Two.
Is there a specific reason why you guys want to take 2 ships?
Well, it wasn't you guys. It was me.
Oh, is there a specific reason why you'd like to take 2 ships?
Total domination. But it's fine, Marv. I'm with you. I'll follow your lead.
Take 2 ships.
All right, I think we should wait for the one ship to land.
Okay.
Once a guard comes out,
we
nab him.
We should take the guard.
Yeah, and then we'll figure out what we can, see if maybe Vesper can hack into his mind, if he is a robot, like you say.
Mm-hmm.
And then from then on, we'll figure out how to get into the ship.
All right.
Sounds good. Ryan, are you positive that these guards are not sentient creatures?
I've never had one up close.
Well, we have a certain code of conduct.
Yes.
When it comes to living life forms.
Okay.
But robots, we're allowed to be... Sorry.
Understood. We can do whatever we want to robots. Excuse?
Understood.
Excuse?
Excuse me?
Excuse?
I mean, the company accepted, of course.
I believe they're more mechanical than sentient.
I'm going to go look out to see if either one of the ships have... done their little, well, I don't know about the
So
maneuver.
After they've done kind of, if you're looking out towards the ships, they've done their kind of maneuver, and then the 2 ships kind of fly down, and then the 1 ship that's kind of lower kind of joins them, and the 3 of them fly towards, like, it looks like it's silhouetted by one of the moons.
Wait,
on
so
the
one of them
planet.
Already went down?
Yeah, it was kind of hovering lower. It never really landed, and now it kind of joins the other.
Oh, I don't think
so
that
it's
was
not going to land.
I don't
so
think
it's
that
not
was clear
today.
So then, okay, so then we do have to take out the ship regardless.
Yeah.
Okay. Chloe, can you make a hurricane big enough to sideswipe one of these ships? I know that's a lot to ask. But we have no other choice. What else are we going to do? How are we going to take down a fleet of ships?
We have weapons.
Okay. Yeah. I guess so.
So the ships don't land.
No, none of the ships landed.
Oh. No, I mean, like, they don't... Okay.
Yeah.
Wait. Could Alpha maybe, like, drop me on top of a ship?
Ooh.
Oh.
We could teleport.
Ooh. I don't know. Why you don't ask Alpha? Alpha.
Bro.
Yes, Chloe.
Could you drop me on one of these crazy ships?
I don't see why that's necessary. If they're close enough, maybe you could try.
You're right. I guess I'll just do this hurricane thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you need any extra power, you know you got that.
The water.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
I do like. Do we want to do the water just yet? Do we want to just be a massive gust of wind?
Because well, if you do the water and the gust of wind, then maybe they can. It'll be more force to knock down a ship. Maybe you could actually take out two ships, have the one ship investigate the whirlwind. Well, that's what I'd like.
I'm just saying.
It's likely because the weather is so crazy. I think that is a very good idea.
It's a realistic thing.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Use as much supers as you guys can.
Sure.
Let's get this plan going.
Should I upgrade?
So there, right now, there's two ships kind of going higher, and then there's like one that's following.
All
right.
We should all prepare.
Low hanging fruit, right there.
Yeah.
Grab that one.
I think we should all prepare for this.
I think we should.
Orion. Do you think you're ready to fully unlock your potential?
I would love to.
Then join us, my friend. Because
ready? It's morphin' time!
Hyper Force, blue, ready. Power up. Hyper Force, yellow, ready. Power up. Hyper Force, red, ready.
Hyper Force, left, ready, power up!
Super Mega Force, silver!
Whoa! Oh, how do you feel, Orion?
Wow. I look incredible.
Impressive.
Yeah.
A couple of ground rules. Don't escalate. Defend, not attack.
What else is there?
Follow
reveal
my
your
lead.
Identity, but it's only
don't
us.
Don't reveal
right
your
now.
Identity, but we trust you. You're a fellow ranger.
Yes.
What else?
Don't destroy downtown metro areas without a robust construction industry
sure.
to replace all the buildings.
There you go.
The industry here is gone.
Great. All right, now that it's all set.
So is the city.
All right. So I start running to gain momentum.
Right.
And I start doing my crazy whirlwind, wrapping up everything that's around me. And I call out to Eddie. Eddie!
So then I pull like a, I like pull out my trident and I'm trying to connect myself and be one with the rain that is still falling, and then like try to control the rain to move it directly towards the whirlwind.
Right.
So then,
H2O.
All right, everyone, take cover.
All right, and then
push.
We're gonna super push.
Super push!
Yeah!
Right.
And do I get +3 for teamwork?
Oh yeah, you totally do.
Oh, I do, guys!
Nice!
All right.
Oh wait, since it's technically combat, do they get 3 dice then?
Yeah.
Oh! Alright, we gonna do this.
Alright.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you can't say no to the dice.
12?
That's what I got, 12 plus 4, 16,
okay.
Plus 3, teamwork, 19.
I got 12, just total after the math.
Only okay. 12.
Okay.
So that's an average of 4 on your dice, right? Yeah, it is, because it's 3.
Individually, or?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Don't listen to me.
Okay, boss.
All right, so as you run as fast as possible, gathering the air around you to make it move in a spiral towards these 3 ships. The other 2 just kind of are high enough and they pass through the clouds, but the lowest ship gets hit and caught into your hurricane whirlwind. The water from Eddie's attack gets pulled in, it turns into a, what do you call those?
Typhoon?
Tornado that comes from the water.
A tsunami?
A water spout appears through your combined efforts, and that ship gets pulled in, and it starts tumbling around, spinning, lights flashing, you clearly cause damage, and then
It is thrown towards the beach where you came from.
The itsy bitsy armada ship got caught in the water spout. Now it's the beach where it fell out.
You're working your songs, man.
Hey, I'm going through a lot of
I'm going to look at the two other ships. Have they turned Thank towards you. The other ship, or are they continuing on?
The two other ships, you can barely see them through the clouds. Go ahead and roll a 2d6, or a 1d6, because it is not combat.
Four.
But you see, like, they have two sets of headlights, and you can see that they've turned around, and the headlights are moving towards the downed ship.
So they are going towards the downed ship.
Yep.
That means we gotta get there first.
Yeah. Alpha can probably just beam us back to the ship and take us back to where we were at.
Alpha, can you teleport us to where the downed ship is on the beach?
We don't have much time, Alpha. This would be really greatly appreciated.
I don't know. What about our guest from another era?
Oh.
Close your eyes.
There's no way that we could get there faster than these ships. Unless we get teleported.
What if he just promises to close his eyes?
Wait a minute. You guys, we met on the beach. We walked 200 yards. We climbed out of a quarry. We're in a forest. We're on a cliff. We're the Power Rangers. We can
run and do a power jump.
Come on!
Let's go! I'm out for a power jump.
Okay, I'm cool for a power jump too. I just don't want to waste time. With these two ships coming back.
Let's do a power jump.
Power jump! Power jump it is.
Alright, go ahead.
Oh, that's right, I forgot.
This is a lightning bolt. My goodness, I'm rolling really well.
It's a 2D, right?
2D yeah, six, I'll 2D? Give it to you. It's like an attack, you know.
Okay.
Oh, two? Sure.
2D?
Right. Yeah.
Woo! That is a 10.
Ooh, wow.
7 total.
All right.
I got a 4.
Okay. As did I.
All right, everybody who had a 6 or higher, who's that?
I got a 10.
Polly. Excuse me. Jack.
Cousteau.
Marv and Vesper. They launch themselves as fast as possible, and they are on the scene with the other Rangers just trailing a little bit behind them. They see the other two ships have landed. They're in a little fight. They have this little, like, alien fight. And they rip out the pilot from the ship that you hit, or Chloe and Eddie hit, but only Jack and Marv and Vesper see this.
We use a lot of energy. That's why we got left.
Yeah.
And they take him aboard their ship, and then those two fly away, and they have left this broken ship.
Well, that is so convenient. I'm glad we didn't teleport back, because now the two ships got here and just took off.
So, since I have super speed, like, Chloe, take my hand.
Yeah!
Hold on!
Okay!
And then I'm gonna run really fast with Chloe, right. So that way we can catch up with everyone else.
Yeah, you catch up with everybody else.
Oh, no!
And you see these two ships fly off, leaving the damaged ship that you and Chloe just damaged down on the ground. The lights are still like...
Oh, cool. We did it. Boom time.
Guys, yeah, we did it.
So the other two ships came, took the pilot, and took off.
Oh.
So this whole ship is abandoned in itself. All we have to do is just fix the well, not fix. It's not really that damaged, is it?
Marvin, we have to be careful. In circumstances like this, there would be a self-destruct mechanism to destroy this machine. Or there'll be a secondary party coming to make a repair. Mm-hmm. If we want to take this vehicle...
We gotta be quick. All right, let's go.
All right.
I wanna ding, 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 and try to like hop from like hiding area to hiding area to get there. Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding. Wait, is there anyone on the ship still?
Well, just to be safe. There's no one there.
Oh.
And everyone else just walks right past.
Yeah, I know. Of course I would do that.
I'm like rolling on the ground too.
We're doing it out loud too.
Hey, really? You're gonna get this too?
Come on!
We're talking about the Alliance, let's go!
I know, we are! We're trying to be secretive!
Okay, well then go back and try it again, but this time Serpentine.
Okay. Is there anybody on the show?
When you go in, you can. The door has been opened because the pilot was ripped out, and there's only one real seat for the pilot.
A one-man ship.
Mm-hmm. Is there anybody else here?
No. It looks like it's a solo ship.
Is the coast clear?
All right, Vesper, get in there.
Boss, is there any interior cabin space to this vehicle, or is it just a cockpit?
There's.
So, when you look in there, there is just like one pilot seat, but there is enough room for maybe people to stand behind that pilot and maybe even like a bench with some seat belts.
But you said that this vehicle was U-shaped with
a
central
U-shaped.
Command module at the central, at the nexus of the two arms.
Right.
What other area? I mean, I want to carefully observe this ship to find out what is inside of it. Like what?
Of course, that makes sense. So the kind of two side parts, like the arms of the H, you can see that there's some kind of spinning turbines on each side that propel the ship forward and back. But in the central area, it is actually a pretty small cockpit. There is some controls to pilot the ship, but also there are instruments that kind of give kind of a radar of the close surrounding area.
I'm going to ignore the flight control and propulsion systems and try to see what other ancillary systems there are in this vehicle that make it something that we would want to come down to this planet to do something on. Eddie, what do you make of this? What's going on with this thing? What are they doing with this ship?
So I'm looking inside the ship to see if there's any information.
All right, go ahead and roll a d6. It's a little easier for you, so it's a 2.
Oh.
Oh, not comment.
Oh, sorry.
What was the first one?
3.
All right, as you kind of take a closer look at the controls, you do see that there are some open ports on the ship.
There seems to be some kind of empty space. Maybe that's where they were harboring any of the stuff they were taking from this planet.
Is there any way that we could get this ship back to functioning so that way this guy can...
Of course.
I can take care of it.
I mean,
We can take care of it, right, Eddie?
Yeah, we're always good at fixing things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay.
So what does this vehicle look like in its crashed mode? Like, is it like stuck in the ground? Like a
badly damaged.
Like a jart? Like, is it like in the water?
It is badly damaged. So now you see that the energy that was kind of pulsating through the ships and through the controls, they're just kind of slowly pulsing until the ship is like off.
But I think we can get this thing back to speed. But the only issue is we have to make sure that no other ships from this armada knows that the ship is here. Because if it realizes there's a downed ship, it could bring others.
Should we gather cover?
I'll turn off the tracking device.
Okay.
Yeah. Good call.
What do you mean, Orion? Like shrubbery?
Shrubbery. My planet has trees with giant leaves.
That's interesting. Vesper, do you think you can find... if there's any kind of transponder on this vessel, like anything that is pinging the fleet? Because if that's the case, no matter how hard
they'll
we try to hide it, they're going to find it, right? So.
Okay, I want to hack into the database and turn off any outgoing beacons.
I'm just looking at the buttons. These are cool.
As you... go ahead and roll a d6, and it's going to be 3 plus my
awesome
advantage. Yeah, you have tech, right?
Yeah. 2 plus...
Oh, sorry.
1? Is that it?
You have 3. Everybody's... What's your special? Everybody's up at 3 now, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess I'm up at 3. So, yeah. 5.
So you had a 5.
Yeah.
So, as you kind of inspect the ship, just kind of on the surface, or do you try to...
I'm in it.
Oh, you're in it. Okay. So as you try to maybe use the open ports to your advantage that Eddie had saw, you try to connect to the ship, and you see that... it seems like it's mostly like wiring damage. So if you can just reestablish all the energy connections in the ship, it should be able to power back on. And there are, you know, a few kind of the, like, not propellers, what do you call them?
Turbines.
The turbines. Like the wings of them, they're a little bent, but they seem to be functional.
Hey guys,
a metal whirlpool. Yeah.
The damage seems, for the most part, superficial. So I just have to reconnect some wires. If you guys, somebody could go... check out the turbines, make sure that the...
I could, well, you know what, if I went, I don't know what I would fix.
You might need a wrench, like the one you have, Eddie.
I can check the turbines.
All right. Cool. Yeah. I can stay here and guard the buttons.
Vesper, do you mind downloading the schematics of this ship and uploading it to our morpher, so that way at least we won't leave empty-handed?
Oh, that's great. That's an excellent idea, Marvin.
Commencing download uplink.
Is there anything else that you know about these guys?
They have weapons. And they get energy from some source that comes from these ships. I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, at least we've gotten as much information as we could. Not to mention, we have the bonus of getting the schematics of the ships. Mm-hmm. If you guys don't need me, I'm gonna go with Eddie.
Okay. Cool. We're gonna go to a quick break.
Good.
Don't go away. Everybody in Hyperforce, we'll be right back in 5 minutes.
Woo!
Yes, the supers.
And welcome to Dungeon Incorporated. We appreciate your interest in the roguelike program and your willingness to participate in our clinical trials. At Dungeon Incorporated, we value data above all else. It is data that we need and data that brings you here today. Remember to take your medication. Using the patented roguelike EEG system, we will subject you, willingly of course, to a simulation generated by our extensive analyst focus group. These simulation scenarios will extract your brainwaves, data, and log them into our ever-growing roguelike database. Your brain and creative reaction to our voluntary scenarios will help us at Dungeon Incorporated to create the ideal role-playing game scenario. Don't forget to take your medication voluntarily. The roguelike system, building a better RPG with the voluntary use of your brain, data, at Dungeon Incorporated.
And we're back! Woo! And Melissa is here, Melissa Flores of Saban Brands.
Well, Saban!
I'm never on this site. This is
Overlords.
So exciting for me.
Now you know the secrets.
Now you know all the secrets already.
But I've never seen them like this.
So, Melissa, I heard you have some very cool news for us.
Yes. I got the cast burritos.
What? Yeah! Thank you, Melissa!
How are you gonna eat like that?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm gonna suck it through the yellow.
Okay, that's really not the only. That's not
gross.
The only thing.
Oh, but
there's more.
There's more.
But wait,
there's actually a lot more. There's something. There's a reason why I wanted to come out here, you guys.
Silver.
This is super exciting, okay. And I wanted you guys all to know.
Yes.
So, part of my job is not just to work with you lovely people, but also do anything involving Power Rangers content. Some of that means comic books. Boom Studios does some amazing Power Rangers comic books. If you're not reading them, you should. We've got two ongoings, one called Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, one called Go-Go Power Rangers. And they're doing this really special anniversary event called Shattered Grade, starting with issue 25. So, to honor and celebrate Shattered Grid, next week, Hyperforce is going to the Shattered Grid.
Yes!
Guest star, coming to guest star with us and sit at the table is the writer of the main series, Kyle Higgins.
What?
He's working with Malika and Cameron and the folks here at Saban Brands to put together a story that takes place in the Shattered Grid for Hyperforce. So you guys do not want to miss that out. It's going to be amazing.
I'm excited.
It's going to be so cool.
I'm excited, but Zach and GM and Malika and no ranger is safe. They can. I'm just saying.
It's still Shattered Grid.
Exciting.
Yeah, so next week, Kyle will be here. It's going to be amazing. May not be the only announcement we make that day. It's going to be pretty cool. So you guys want to check that out. In addition.
Oh, there's more? Later,
yes.
There's more.
So later this month, the 24th, the weekend of the 24th, is WonderCon.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
WonderCon is coming in Anaheim. Very cool place. Boom Studios is going to be there. They're going to have a booth there. They're going to have a Shattered Grid panel on Saturday. Details to be determined. Those will come out later.
Mm-hmm.
I will be on that panel. Kyle will be on that panel. And, you know, I mean, I know stuff, guys. And when I tell you, you guys don't want to miss the panel, you don't want to miss the panel.
Mm.
You guys should be there.
Okay.
We're going to talk about some really cool stuff. You don't want to miss it. But there's more. As the WonderCon exclusive, there will be a Go-Go Power Rangers variant for issue number 8 that features the Hyperforce cast.
What?
Yeah! There's a Hyperforce that's only you can only get it at WonderCon.
On the cover.
On the cover.
On the cover.
Wait, what?
tomorrow.
No!
If you check out Megan's Instagram.
Right now!
Strawberry17.
At Strawberry17?
Yeah, at check 9 a.m.
9 a.m., guys. Keep a lookout. You're going to get a preview. It looks amazing.
That's so cool.
It is so cool, you guys.
Oh, my
God. But that's not all.
Look, what?
There's more.
Guys, I'm going to take like 20.
There's more.
Woo!
What is this, QVC?
At 4:30 on March 24th at Boom Studios booth at WonderCon, there will be a signing featuring the Hyperforce cast.
What? Oh, that's us!
That's us! Everybody, that's Zach, that's Malika,
me too.
That's Tina, that's Peter, that's Megan, that's Andre, and Polly,
and
Yoshi. They're all going to be there. They're all going to be signing those covers. So, guys, you don't want to miss it.
Oh,
it's going to be amazing. We're so excited. I'll be there, too, but I will not be signing
anything. So, the covers will be there, and then we get to sign the covers?
Sign the covers.
How many of these covers can we take? That's what I want to know.
You know what? That's not a...
It's not limited?
It's a very limited thing. Very so, you limited. Really so, want to go
but
to...
But I'm Mexican. Like I need, like, 50.
Talk about it later. How's that?
Oh my god.
I'm not going to take too much more of your time, but I just had to come up and give you guys calls. That's going to be amazing.
Oh my god!
So
you
can
this right now. I'm sorry, guys.
Let's finish up this episode. This. Enjoy!
Yes!
Saban, ladies and gentlemen! Saban!
Thank you so much. Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. Well.
Hey, come to WonderCon. Join us.
Guys, yes. This is such exciting news. You don't understand.
Oh, my God.
Peter's like telling all his followers, come to WonderCon.
I'm flipping out right now.
All right. Thank you to everybody who is tuning in, watching live right now. It means so much to us, and it helps our show grow. Just a reminder, for every 30 subscribers we get at Hyper RPG, we will give away a random awesome box. Not a random awesome box. Awesome box to a random active member in the chat room. So be active. Share how you're feeling during these crazy moments during Power Rangers Hyper Force, and maybe you will win.
Hey, those of you who are watching right now, you're subscribers, and you totally rock. Bro tag. Yeah. But if your friends have not subscribed and they're waiting like a full 7 days to see the latest episode, you've got all the inside info. You might want to encourage them to join you in the temporal moment of today.
Or you can gift a subscription.
And you can gift a subscription.
No way.
And not only that, if you have Amazon Prime, you get a free subscription to give away to your favorite channel. This one, right?
Yeah.
Please. All right. Thank you.
I have Amazon Prime.
Then.
And who are you going to be subscribing to next? No pressure.
I'll take your credit card right now, actually. Just hand it over.
All right.
Your debit card.
Let's get back on track. We were just at a very interesting scene on the planet Andrasia, home planet of Orion. You guys just took down one of the Armada ships, but it's a single-seater, and it's a little damaged. Vesper is inside the cockpit trying to analyze the mechanics, the programming, the console of the ship. On the outside, we have Eddie inspecting some of the powerful turbines that thrust the ship off into space. Some of them are bent, but maybe with a little bit of dunk, 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 it can be all put together.
Boss, you said the ship was heavily damaged. Is there any major structural damage that I might be able to assist with a giant Hummer?
I think that would be fantastic. On the outside of the turbines, maybe on the other turbine that Eddie is at, they're also those like kind of propellers are kind of bent. They're not falling off.
I will attempt to intervene mechanically and attempt to pound some sense back into those turbine blades.
All right, sounds good. Eddie, Jack, go ahead, roll. 1d6.
I'm gonna super roll it.
All right. 4.
Lightning bolt. Plus 2.
All right. So as you look down at the damage, you realize that, you just kind of need, you know when you get like 2 turns away from the Rubik's Cube? You're I just have to do this and this. Yeah. And it's all set. You whip out your hammer and feel free, you can describe how you complete that task and repair that turbine.
Well, ideally one would isolate each individual blade and attempt to put a shim in. If there was any surrounding geometry that I could use to create like a base level so that I could, you know, make very gentle tapping, because, you know, I'm so gentle mm-hmm. with my hammer, mm-hmm. In an attempt to put the turbines back into their normally configured shape.
Mm. Absolutely. And kind of around that area, it wasn't too far from the mining area. So there is also maybe some tools at your disposal. Like you said, shims.
Shim.
Bits of rubber.
There are axes and whatnot.
I'm going to work on this.
Picks.
I'm working on it.
And then I yell at everybody, hey guys, this is actually going to be an easy fix. I got this, no problem. And as I'm saying it, I pull out Ranger Bud wrench. Mm-hmm. And just kind of stare at it.
Aww.
And then I just get into the work.
Yeah, you get to it. And it probably takes you less than 10 minutes to make it look pretty much in shape. There may be still some seams from the damage, but it looks almost brand new.
Done.
And then Jack, he's taking a little bit more time. Maybe there was a little bit more damage on that side, but he also kind of wraps up his repairs. And it looks almost as good as Eddie's. You rolled lower than him.
I come by and survey and was like, you know, for a first timer, not too bad.
So is everything all set? Is this ship ready to...
Well, it's all set as far as the outside. How's it looking?
I have no idea.
I'm good. I clicked everything back in. We're set to go.
Did you put in the, you know,
Orion, what? Do you mind coming with me for a bit? I want to talk to you about this whole situation.
Of course.
So I pull him out, hopefully under the wings, maybe.
Sure.
So that way we're not in the rain. And away from everybody.
I think the rain has kind of subsided to a very light drizzle.
Hey.
Yeah, you guys can do your thing. Never mind. What?
I think we all should probably be there for if you're talking.
Oh, I was just gonna give you guys some space for.
Well, oh yeah, no, go ahead.
I mean,
no, you go ahead. No.
Okay, cool.
Go. Right.
I walk over back to Orion. So, what we do here at the Time Force is very, very, very complicated, and we can't change the outcome of the future too much because, you know, time and water and ripples and all that situation.
Understood.
Pretty much what I'm trying to say is you can't tell anyone about us.
Ever?
At all. Ever. If anyone were to know, we don't know what's going to happen to the future. And I like existing. And I don't know if something happens different than the universe intended for it to, and maybe I might blip out, you know? So can you like make up some like, I don't know, weird story about getting this ship? Like, we didn't do anything. I don't know, maybe you like...
I can tell them I shot it down myself.
I overhear this, and I'm just like, might I suggest maybe you used a bow like this? And I pull out my Hyperion bow.
Whatever you...
Notice the details. Say a bow, it might be better.
Oh.
A bow.
So I'll use this bow.
Sure. Yeah, whatever you guys... Whatever story you make up, just make sure that...
You don't exist in my story.
Yeah.
And then I pop in. Oh, and this thing that we're putting in the ship, don't mention that either. Whatever repairs or things that we've added. That's all. Bye!
I will hide it well.
Thank you.
Yes.
I really do appreciate
it. Thank you for your help.
All right.
Burrito.
Yeah. So let's check in with Vesper real quick. She looks like she wrapped up whatever she was doing in there.
So I came back from that pop-in.
So. Hey, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys?
Oh, yeah, what's up?
I'm gonna need Eddie.
Okay. Sure.
I just popped back over.
Sure.
Hey.
Okay. So I have to inject this ship with Vendrix, which means I have to unleash it. There's nobody else I trust to make sure I don't completely go over than you. So if anything happens, if it does take over, I need you to promise that you will take care of it in any way necessary.
Oh, okay, but
okay.
I don't want us to lose you.
We have to. This is the only way. It'll be okay.
Okay. All right. I'll stay right here. Hopefully everything works out all right.
I take out all my weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And I put them... I give them to Eddie.
Okay.
Okay. I go back into the ship's mainframe.
Sure.
And I upload the Vengix virus into the ship.
Wow.
Or try to, at least.
Go ahead and roll a d6.
We have a lot of supers.
Super roll it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Did you add your tech bonus?
9, 10, 11.
All right. Whoa. There you go, RPG player.
Woo!
All right. As you go kind of inside that ship and review the files and records that you have internally about the Vengix virus, you have maybe an idea. Vaccines are created by making copies of the virus. That way, people can create antibodies. The Vengix virus isn't active inside you, but you know and understand how it works. You have the files that you need right in front of you. And to give you a visualization, there's a channel between you and the ship if you want to transfer that information.
Yes.
All right. Because you rolled 11, it goes off, no problem. And then as that ship accepts that programming, it is very latent. And you get the sense that it is incubating in there.
So since Eddie can't see any of this, I give the control panel a symbolic lick.
Okay. And Eddie can't see this.
No, he saw the lick.
Okay.
So wrong.
Esper, are you okay?
The virus has been successfully transferred and nothing is wrong.
You don't want to, beat me up or anything like that?
No red eyes today, see? All blue.
Oh my gosh!
Blue, just like how I intended.
Mesmer, you did it! You were able to control a virus and put it into another place without switching over.
Yeah.
That's amazing!
Thank you.
You're awesome! That's so great! High five.
It's all because of you.
Ah, and then we hugged.
We hugged. Thank you very much. Hug.
And then it just gets awkward.
Okay, we should go.
Yeah, we
should. And that's why I come in.
Hey!
Oh, sorry, my bad. Was it?
No! I come in too. Oh, what's happening?
Yeah, we were the Vengix.
All right, you guys, I'm done banging this turbine.
Oh.
With your hammer?
You were what?
Correct.
Okay, I think it's time we get going, guys. We got what we needed. You got the schematics of the ship.
Yep.
We set in everything. And,
Orion, you might not want to touch the control panel for a little bit, just because I licked it.
I mean, or you can touch it.
You can wash it.
Yeah.
Spit on it, too. Claim it.
Robot lick.
Yeah.
Seems harmless.
This is probably the first time that we actually have the jump on the Alliance.
I know. This has never happened before.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you for all your help.
Of course.
It's been amazing. And in case if we don't see each other again, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for your help. Getting me this ship.
Remember, a bow or whatever you want.
A bow.
Yeah. Slingshot?
No.
Slingshot, that's not believable.
No.
Come on.
A bow.
Maybe
I'm strong.
Maybe a big slingshot, like a bow.
No.
Like a bow slingshot.
A bow.
Okay.
Orion, I'd like to thank you for everything that you've sacrificed and everything that you will. You're a shining light. Thank you for your help.
Orion, I'm sorry everybody you knew and loved died.
What? Just sentiments!
Destroyed! They were destroyed, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay, catches on quick.
I'll find more.
Think you're gonna find a new family.
Yeah, I think so. We Rangers have this funny way of finding each other.
Yeah.
I just had the best idea. Alpha 55.
Hey, yes?
I need you to teleport Burrito down here. Not a food, the dog.
Oh, Alpha 55, but probably a round of burritos would be nice. Think about it.
So teleport the dog and a round of burritos.
Ay. Come here, Rito! Come here! I have to chase him down. Wait, no, I don't! And then Rito shows up next to you.
Ah, a monster!
No, this is Rito.
Oh.
He's been fixed, so you don't have to worry about him reproducing.
Great.
I would like to give him to you. He's a good companion.
Does this mess up the future in any way?
Isn't he your dog? You're about to give away your dog.
Your creature.
We're sorry.
She goes off on things sometimes.
I feel great sentiment in that generous
okay,
offer.
Okay, you won't give him Rito, but give me three. So I put Rito up to his face. Yeah, and I let him lick
you. He licks me and stuff.
There you go. Good boy, Rito.
I feel the love.
You should be on your way.
Yeah, we. So should we.
I have to hunt down an armada.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck.
And I step out of the ship.
And I step in.
And as you step in, it recognizes your presence and it powers back on. It's been repaired completely by the help of your friends.
Wow.
That was cool.
That's a pretty good one. And any last words as you kind of close the door?
Farewell. I'll remember you fondly, but I won't speak of you.
Wait, what's your favorite color? As the door's closing.
Yellow.
Aww. Does Jack get like rolls?
I feel like everyone who rubs Paul's face. Every guest.
And he powers up his ship and it kind of goes off to the side a little and then he takes off and it goes up into the sky through the atmosphere and he's in outer space.
Wow. Whew. Man, that was a little bit stressful, but I'm glad that we got it done.
Yeah, that was pretty super. Or maybe it was mega.
maybe it was
ultra.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. No, it's not both. Definitely not both.
It was definitely mega because it hurt a little.
All right, so now what do we have to do?
I think we should head back to the ship and, one, we have the schematics. We should start planning and find out what's going on with the armada. We should check in with the time stream.
Yeah, maybe make sure that virus was safely planted.
That, it's not going to, like, explode on him, right? I don't know how your virus works.
No. I think Vesper got it exactly to the corners of the ship, so we should only attack the other ships with similar schematics.
I see.
All right.
She's good. She contained
that
virus.
That is good.
Alpha 55, can you beam us back up?
Including the dog?
Yes.
Of course. Can we read all here?
Very well. Here you go. And so you feel that energy very familiar to you now. Travel through your body. The vision of Andresia fades away, and what comes to your senses is that you're back home on the Hyperforce time ship.
So that planet is called Andresia?
Yeah.
Andresia?
It's weird. It's spelled like Andresia.
Andresia. There you go.
I always thought it was Andresia.
Andresia.
It's a good name.
Alpha kind of does this little like panicky waddle up to you guys. Aye, 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 Rangers! There's been a change in history. It must be the Alliance.
It wasn't the dog's licks, was it?
Wait, what happened?
Oh, wait, where is the dog?
Oh, it's
right
here.
Yeah, right here.
But it did lick Orion. I hope that didn't somehow change history.
I don't know what happened.
But what happened is the energy around the legendary battle has nearly doubled.
What?
The Alliance must be there.
We have to go there. Right now.
Oh my god.
They're
going
to need our help. There's no way they can do that alone.
It's true.
We can't just fight in front of all the other rangers. You know what?
We have to do something.
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah.
There's going to be a...
We'll figure out when we get there.
There's a lot of rangers there. Probably there's a range we haven't even seen before there. I think we'll blend in.
All right, Alpha. We got to go. Now.
Right. Let's do it.
Absolutely. Time traveling now. And then the calendar goes away from Andresian language back to the numerals that you recognize, and it's 2014. Here we go.
And then where do we land?
And then as soon as you show up, you feel your time ship get hit.
Oh.
Ow.
Ay, 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 we've been hit. And then a visual representation of what's going on all around your ship shows up in the hologram. Look! And then when you look in the hologram, you see you're in a flurry of Amarna ships heading towards Earth. And some of them spot you and they don't recognize you, so they're firing on the Hyperforce ship.
Wait, what?
Oh, Alpha 55, take evasive action, power up the shields. Corkscrew it. We gotta get out of this one.
Activate cloaking, please.
Cloaking, absolutely.
We need to get down there as fast as we possibly can. Maybe we can take out some ships along the way while we're here.
Get down where, Marv?
Down to Earth.
Ay, 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 the Armada. And just beyond that, the Alliance ship.
I'm so confused. I thought the virus was supposed to infect all these ships. What happened, Alpha 55?
The virus. Oh, yes, your plan to infect the other Armada ships. That only works when Orion's ship is in close proximity to the rest of the ships.
We must have jumped in before the event, which means we just have to survive.
Mm. Yes, and we...
Transmission incoming! Transmission incoming! Do we want to accept?
Alpha, on screen.
All right. And then the central hologram is replaced by the Alliance leader. Big black cloak, mysterious dark face. He says...
There you go. Yeah, pretty sure.
Power Rangers.
You again.
Alliance leader.
You're already too late. You can't change the things we already set in motion! And then it flips out.
That's encouraging. That guy. Yeah, that was also very rude just to talk and hang up like that.
So all we need to do is survive until the ship hits the Armada. Right?
Yeah.
So we shouldn't start anything here. We should just get down as fast as we possibly can and help out as much as we can, but for the most part, stay safe.
Yeah, and we want to make sure that we keep it as clear as possible because Orion has to get to that main ship in order for the plan to work.
Where should we fly the ship?
Marv, what do you think?
I don't know what the location is.
Alpha 55, can you get us the coordinates of where this battle is taking place?
Ay-ay-ay! All the Armada ships are heading towards a central place. There is a central command ship, a large ship flanked by two horse-shaped figures at the center of this battle.
We should maybe land 100 meters away.
Alpha, that's our target. Let's transfer reserve power to the propulsion systems.
And sounds... let's boot.
Make sure we stay cloaked, Alpha.
Sounds like a plan!
Thank you.
Good idea, Mark.
As you kind of, as Alpha maneuvers very awesomely through the Armada ships, you see Orion's ship. Alpha identifies it for you. There's still some of the bang marks from your hammer. Jack and
hammered turbine.
Eddie.
Look, guys. It's Ryan.
You see Orion's ship.
Wait, does he see us?
No, we're close.
No. Crash. He's determined. He's in his ship. He's piloting the ship. And right behind him is Troy. But you guys don't know that.
That's what's happening.
Orion crash lands his ship into that main central ship at the center of the fight. And there's a little bit of explosion. There's damage towards Orion's ship and damage on the main central ship of the Armada. And then you see him dressed as the Silver Ranger and another Red Ranger from that time, another member of his team, Eddie, you would recognize this, jump inside the ship to take care of business. And then that ship starts shaking.
They did it, guys, they did it!
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay! Your plan about the virus, there's some kind of firewall. The virus is not transferred yet, Vesper. Someone has to manually install it.
Manually install it?
What?
Manually install it from where? From our ship or like?
From within that ship.
Absolutely! And cool. Alpha points towards the, like, a hologram representation of the main Armada ship with the two horses on the side.
Oh my!
So we gotta infiltrate the Armada ship.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Alright.
You know what? I bet you I could get in there, infiltrate that ship super stealthily, and get out before they even know I was there. I can do it, guys.
You do have stealth.
Yeah,
I can contact you through our communicators.
Okay, and guide
me
through it.
Yeah. With it? Yeah.
Chloe, you have to, because if we try to do it together, it's going to be like trying to punch through a door. They're going to see us. They're going
to
hear us.
Yeah, it has to just be one. Yeah. I can do it.
Wait, we have ship schematics. You'll know exactly where to go.
Perfect.
Good job, Esper.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, let's go over the schematics real quick. Tell me where I'm going, just so I can figure it out.
Alpha, load these schematics onto the mainframe.
So you see the main Armada ship. It is like a giant version of Orion's ship, but instead of just turbines, it looks like two very menacing horses. It's a battleship. It's not just to move around for fun or leisure. And at the center, you see Orion's ship has crashed into it, and they have already made their way inside.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Are you...
The central area.
Got it. So the schematics of the ship never came up? Is that what we...
No, it did, but do we know where to go for her? Like, where does she need to go for the...
The firewall.
The firewall. To stop the firewall so that the virus can breach it.
So when you kind of... delve into the main ship schematics. You only have the schematics from Orion's ship, yeah. Not the main central area.
That's right.
Well, I mean, at least it's like a smaller version. Maybe it might be similar.
All right. So I'm just looking for like...
The control center.
The control center.
You guys did see Orion and Troy like jump out, and they're in that main central hub of the main
ship. So that's where I need to be?
Yeah, you probably should go to where the ship is, because that's where it is, and then that way you can connect right there.
All right. Alpha,
wait.
Can you position the ship?
I'm just worried about you going alone. Maybe when you get there, find Orion as fast as you can. Tell him.
I don't want to mess up history. I don't want them to see me. I want to get in there, do what I need to do, and get out.
But I'm worried about you.
I'm gonna be okay. Trust me.
Okay.
She has a battleizer. She's stronger than anyone.
I do. I do have the battleizer if I need to use it.
It's already risky enough exposing ourselves to Orion. We don't want to pollute this other ranger and cause even more problems.
Yeah.
Yep. Sure. Chloe. Whatever you need to do, Chloe. If you're confident in it, I believe in you.
Thanks, guys. I feel pretty good about it.
All right.
Alpha. Wait.
What?
Take the trench coat off.
He's right.
It was off. I left it at the beach. Alarm. Yes. I don't need it, but let's just... Eddie, can you put this in a pile of burritos somewhere?
Sure.
Thank you.
In a pile of burritos somewhere?
That's what my room consists of now. Alpha, position the ship right over where they breached. I'm gonna drop down into it.
Oh, Chloe, be careful! As
Alpha,
you say!
I got this.
And Hyperforce Cloaked kind of hovers above this combination of the main Armada ship and Orion's ship that's like when crash landed on there.
All right. Ready?
All right. I'll open the back bay doors.
All right. Right before I drop in. Guys?
Yes.
I'll be back in a sec.
You're all right. Super, Chloe. Don't forget that you're super, super, yeah. Super.
You're
just
so
let us
super.
Know whatever you need us to
know. Like about a good 8
supers. Okay. And ultras.
And ultras. Got it. All right. I jump out, and as I'm jumping out, I remember I have the power of the wind on my side, and right when I'm about to land...
Go ahead, and you have to roll for it.
Oh, let me explain what I want to do.
Yes.
I'm gonna, right before I hit the ground, I'm gonna do like a little air, like a bubble. Maybe you've seen one before, I don't know. And I'm gonna land on it, and it's gonna safely put me down on the ground. So I'm gonna roll for that.
Okay, I'm gonna say it's a 12 or higher.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Ultra!
Oh, can I ultra?
What did you say? You already said two supers, right?
No, I haven't said anything yet.
Well, I guess I revealed how hard it's gonna be.
I mean, what other choice do we have? We need to install it manually.
Yeah, right? True. Okay, so then.
You've got the ultra? Power, Chloe. You can do this.
Yeah, ultra gives you an extra.
Okay, I'll do ultra.
Oh, which one's my better dice?
Should I do Ultra Super or just Ultra?
Ultra Super. You
go for it.
Be safe.
Super. Okay, Ultra Super. Oh, jeez.
We need you here before.
Oh my gosh.
That's good, right? Ish. Come on. Yes!
Yeah,
you're good.
14.
Woo! Thank you, everybody, for giving us and supers.
I did give a point of energy to everybody who was concerned.
Our character's lives are on
Yeah, it's like you care or something. Right here. Is that all right. Okay.
It's like driving a mob.
So,
oh my god.
You land, cushioning your blow with your air manipulation stuff.
Yeah.
As you land, you can see the hole where Orion's ship has breached, a opening into the main central area. You hear Orion and Troy fighting with Emperor Mavro. All right.
Yeah, stuff like that.
All right, let's cut to Orion.
Oh!
I'll play...
Bonus footage.
I know, bonus footage, right?
This is exciting!
Let's cut to Orion.
What happens on the show that we didn't see?
I guess I have to play Troy, right?
Yes.
And Mavro.
This you got this.
And Mavro.
All right. So the way this works is Popcorn Initiative for the first... time viewers in the chat room here, I'm gonna say Mavro takes the first turn this round.
Oh.
He sees Orion and Troy. Orion is closer and he just tries to rush towards Orion, trying to grab him.
Orion sidesteps. Ducks really low and does a spin sweeping kick to try to knock Mavro off balance.
All right, go ahead and roll.
Good. Two.
You know what? Since you're like, this is your legendary ranger time, it should be three.
Yes.
Yeah.
Seven. Legendary.
Seven total. Don't worry. Next time. Can also
don't forget you can
invoke.
Super. I can use a super.
Right. It invokes the help.
Hit, and then the mega is damage.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So
I missed.
Mavro has you by the shoulders, raising you up, about to throw you. I'm gonna say it is now your. It is your turn, Orion. Okay. This round.
Orion.
But you are grappled by the shoulders.
Yes, but my hands are free?
Yes, you could try to break free, you could try to kick him, you could do whatever you like. It's role play.
I believe that my blaster is holstered, and I protrude it from its holster, and I turn it into the trident.
Oh.
And...
Your spear.
My trident spear, yes. Mm-hmm. And I attempt to pull the trident up between... And twist so that it breaks his arms free.
Ah.
It breaks my arms free.
Nice.
And breaks his arms outward.
Go ahead.
And can I use a super for this?
Yes, you can.
Okay. So that's 6, 7. So 10.
All right.
Plus 2? 12.
Yes.
Oh, 12. All right. So you break free from Mavro's grasp. And then Troy comes in and also tries to attack. As Troy rushes in, he does a jump kick towards the Emperor. But then he glances real quickly at the console. He gives you the eye. Kind of asking you, do you got this?
Got this.
And then he heads over to the central control area, interfering with the console. Let's cut back to Chloe. Chloe has just seen all of this
unfold. She just landed safely on the ship. Everything is kind of buzzing. The ship has been damaged. I mean, a smaller ship just hit it. And you are describing what you see, or you can describe what you see, right in front of you. Along the hall on the bridge, there are several open ports and wires where things can be plugged in or taken out and plugged in.
Okay. Guys, there's a lot of damage where the ship entered. There is a bunch of exposed wires that I believe I can plug stuff into. I'm gonna stealthily go over to that area, because I think that would be the right spot, right, Vesper?
Chloe, if you can plug your morpher into those wires, I can remotely upload the Vengix virus and activate it.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna go do that right now.
All right.
So I shimmy my way into that little opening, and I see them fighting, but I'm doing my best to stay covered because I don't want them to see me.
All right.
But I do get a little peek. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. Man, Orion needs some help. It's okay. He'll get better rolls later. I mean, he'll do better. Anyways, I gotta go. And then I rush over to the area, and I look at all the exposed stuff. Okay, Vesper, there's a lot of stuff here. Where exactly am I plugging my morpher into?
Do you see any... anything that kind of looks like, I don't know, USB?
Oh! Yeah!
It's still around.
Okay.
3,000 years. Hey, remember, this is 1,000 years in your past.
Oh! So this is around.
I have a vintage Tom and Dinky. They take USBs, so I know what this looks like.
So we should have a universal port on our morphers because we're technologically advanced.
Yeah.
We're prepared for such instances.
I see it.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Just plug it in?
Just plug it in.
All right.
Great. Okay, I have the schematics on my morpher.
Okay.
All right, I'd like to activate the Vengix virus.
Go ahead and roll to see if you were successfully able to get into there and plug in, and then you go ahead and roll Vesper to see if you're able to connect.
Nice, super normal way.
How many dice is this?
Vesper. Three?
Vesper.
Yeah, you're almost.
Do you want an ultra, though, for that? Make sure we do
a little ultra. And then I have my plus three, too.
And I'm going to super.
This is my good dice. You're going to use.
And I have my plus three stealth, too.
Right.
It's for you for now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a good die.
I'm going to say it's an 8 for both of you.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Too easy.
I got 21.
Oh. I'm just kidding.
Let me say this again. I slide down. I do a backflip. I do a barrel roll in the sky. I'm just like basically Kimberly on that beam, but I'm just doing crazy stuff. I'm like,
yeah,
man,
nobody sees you.
Nobody sees me, but in my head I'm like, dang, I wonder if Jen Scott ever thinks of me. And I'm just doing cool stuff. And then I plug it in. Yeah.
And then, Vesper, I roll a 19. Oh, okay.
So I get it.
And I go...
Twinkle in her eyes.
And you are able to transfer your little secret present onto the main Armada ship.
And then just symbolic, I lick.
Ay. You don't need to do that. I can see their main ship has absorbed the virus, Vesper.
Yes.
And it's connected to all the other small Armada ships that have been headed towards their way, towards Earth. It's spreading. The virus is spreading.
This is great. What does that mean? What's going to happen next?
Chloe, we're like patient zero. We spread a virus together.
Chloe, you got to get back here ASAP.
Rangers, you got to repatriate.
Since you're on the bridge of the ship, Chloe, you see kind of explosions now. Heading closer and closer towards you and making its way towards the kind of central control area where Troy and Orion and Maverick are fighting.
As this is happening, I go, Pink Battle Warrior! And I change into my Battleizer and I run towards Orion and Troy, and I know they're gonna see me, but there is no way they're gonna make it out of this unless I help them. And I muster this giant whirlwind and I push it towards the fire, and I see them behind me, and I'm in front of them at this point. And I turn, I put my head behind me. I'm like, guys, get out of here right now! Save yourself! You have to get out of here! It's not safe!
But we must destroy the Emperor.
Chloe, we're porting you out right now!
At this point, you have already, you know, you were fighting locked in combat with Mavro. Troy had just hit the button on the central control area. So everybody in Hyperforce, in the Hyperforce ship, so Mar, Vesper, Eddie, and Jack, you see purple laser beams shoot out from this central ship, and it shoots down all the other small Armada ships.
Whoa.
So the Emperor has been defeated?
Well, there's a giant explosion. The Emperor has fallen, and you're gonna have to roll to try to...
Chloe!
Save them.
I'm gonna super do this.
Woo! Okay. How much was it to land on the ship?
Some are ultras.
12?
12.
Aw, dang.
All right, it's 12.
Okay. Woo! I'm good. It was 9, 10, 18.
You add one super, right?
I added four.
Four. Okay.
You used all of them.
And so, as the flames kind of come up from behind you, you are up in the air, and then you embrace and catch the damage that would have hurt Troy and Orion. Orion, you see this as everything is falling apart.
Ah! Get out! Get out of here!
Chloe, we're porting you back! Are you ready?
Yeah! Quick! Quick, Alpha!
All right, and so... Ay-ay-ay! We have to get you out of there! And so, as you're kind of falling with Troy and Orion, you get teleported out, and they escape by morphing into their in-space forms.
Yes, and I say under my breath, I say, thank you, Hyper.
Chloe.
Thank you, Chloe, for that before.
Don't forget it was Vesper's idea.
Thank you, Chloe and Vesper from Hyperforce.
I just sacrificed my
so
body.
Long that Troy can't hear me.
Because he could never know.
Troy kind of opens his eyes like as the explosion kind of happens. He sees a flying pink ranger and says to himself, are there rangers in heaven? And then he sees,
but we're not in heaven. We made it.
And then he sees that you turned into your in-space form.
Yes,
he also morphs.
We're surfing.
And you guys also reconvene with your friends, the rest of the Super Mega Force team, on the ground. They're very relieved to see you both. They thought you were goners.
Yeah, but we're not.
All right, there's a little scene away from you guys. You don't see this. This is just for the audience because I love you guys. So Scorpina and Velkanos, they're in separate cockpits of Armada-type ships that look like the ship Orion had. You hear Scorpina kind of speak on communications, communicating to the Alliance leader. The ships that we took from the Armada, they're no good! The controls have been disabled! It's like a virus is taking over! The Alliance leader, you can hear him over the comms. Hyperforce! And then he teleports Scorpina and Velkanos back onto their main Time Force ship that they stole a while back.
Wow. So at this point, has our ship landed on Earth yet?
No, you're still in the sky. You've seen all of this, and now Orion and Troy are locked in combat on the ground with Emperor Mavro. He also survived, and so Troy and Orion are fighting on the ground. You guys are supervising the rest of history unfold from the view from the Hyperforce ship.
Are we just supervising?
Yes, team, we cannot take action here. This is too critical a juncture in history.
How about just one tiny laser beam? Am I back on the ship yet?
I don't think we should do anything.
Yes, you're teleported back on the ship.
How much damage did I take? Just in case if the Alliance leader decides to take action right now, we at least
can make sure that everyone's gonna be okay.
Chloe has been teleported back from her heroic move, but she had taken 20 points of damage.
Oh my.
Man, Chloe, it sure is difficult saving time in space all by ourselves. Us two girls.
I'm glad you're back. Good job.
I don't know. I don't think I have my HP up, but she takes 20 points of damage. So, you are no longer battleizered, but you can still be morphed.
Okay.
Thank you, gremlins in the background, for helping.
Gremlins.
Wow.
Battleizer.
As you kind of, as Chloe is back on the ship, she's hurt. She doesn't have her battleizer anymore. The battle is unfolding below. It looks like Troy and Orion are going to win this fight against Maru and defeat him once and for all.
Nice, they made it out okay. Wow, they were almost turned into little shish kebabs. Me too. Where'd my battleizer go? I smell smoke. I don't feel good.
Wait, good? And then Chloe, here, smell this. And I find like a stray burrito. Then I like whiff it under her nose. Right. Come back to us, Chloe. Come back,
I'm
to
back.
Us.
I'm back.
I'll give you a point of energy for helping Eddie.
It seems like
everything is going along to plan. However, oh no! And then it kind of zooms in and has like a hologram reproduction of everything that's happening on the ground. The Emperor Mavro falls. Super Mega Force wins the day, or so they think. Great. But at the perimeter, they see more X-Borgs and Bruisers marching in towards Super Mega Force.
There's no way they can do this alone. We need to help.
Suddenly, at the perimeter, one by one, the legendary Ranger teams show up. All the other Ranger teams that have already happened. Lost Galaxy in space.
RPM.
Time Force.
Wild Force.
Mystic
Force. Zeo.
Ninja Storm.
Mighty Morphin.
Oh my god! Some other Rangers!
Alien Rangers!
It's Dr. Oliver!
Are there monkeys there?
No monkeys! They show up standing at the peak. Super Mega Force is down deep in a canyon. In a straight line, all the X-Borgs and Bruisers are marching towards them. But looking down, smiling and very happy, there are all of the legendary Rangers. They come down and they reunite with Super Mega Force at the center. Suddenly the X-Borgs charge, the Bruisers charge, and all chaos breaks out.
Guys, we gotta get down
there.
I turn to Alpha 55 and I grab. Look, I know that we cannot change time and history, but we've already went to the evil times and my love some my offspring, and then we helped Orion, and we told him not to say anything. We've changed a lot of stuff. Can we just please, Alpha, have this one time?
I think they need the help.
I'm like sliding.
Guys, we can't let anyone know that we're there.
So, as soon as you land, you see Orion. He has a group of 12 X-Borgs. They're on a rock just higher than him, and he is about to make an attack.
So do we see each other?
So, in the chaos, you see X-Borgs, Bruisers, and so many Rangers running back and forth. It's like a rainbow. Something yellow, something green, something red over there.
What's that?
Eddie.
Huh?
There's something silver that catches your eye.
Oh, hey,
what's up, dude? Hey, Orion!
What's up?
What's going on?
Oh, I don't know. Who are you?
Oh, he's okay. He's good.
Shh, we're gonna help you out.
Yeah.
Don't tell anyone.
Hey,
you.
Vesper.
Sorry. Yeah.
You're half machine. You know what every computer needs? More RAM.
Oh!
Let's go!
Oh!
So we fight off the 12x boards?
Troy, yeah, you have to roll against these 12x boards.
12x boards?
Yeah.
As Troy. Okay.
Excuse me.
As Orion?
Yeah, I missed that.
I also put out Troy. We'll play Troy.
Troy,
I'll be Orion.
He's
on the
Robo Knight. He's good.
Okay, we have no more supers.
Yeah, no more supers.
Yeah. Oh my god.
We got 5 half burritos, but no more supers.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So for 12 X boards, do I need a mega or no?
That's for damage.
That's for damage.
You can call it now. And if you get a really good one, then it'll be even more better good.
Or more better gooder?
More better good.
All right.
More better gooder.
More better good mega.
More better meaty meat damage.
All right. 14 plus. Woo! What does the mega give me? When the damage hits?
Yeah.
What?
Suspense is killing us!
I know.
All right, what did you get?
14.
14. I was just doing that.
Intimidation tactic.
As you flip your spear towards them. They all are destroyed by the energy that shoots out from your spear.
Nice.
Whoa.
You turn your back towards them, and a giant explosion emerges.
Close up.
Eddie, you see all this.
I'm
enamored.
All right.
So we defeated the X-Borgs?
Yes, but there's a lot more, right?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for the help.
Orion, this is the end of your turn.
Okay.
Everybody gets one turn this round, and you get to choose who goes next at the table, but you can also throw it to me. I will play more of the X-Borgs.
Okay.
If I am at the end of the round, I get 2 turns.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen.
Okay.
So I'm going to let you go next.
Okay, I'm going to go next. So there is going to be 3 X-Borgs, and they see Eddie distracted by Orion's awesome moves. 3 surround you from behind, and they try to grab you. Eddie.
Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna try to defend myself.
Sure.
If they're grabbing me, mm-hmm. by punching the 3 back. And then one of them's gonna land right in front of Lightspeed Rescue. They're gonna take them out. The second one's gonna land in front of Time Force. And they're gonna take them out. And the third one's gonna land in front of Turbo. And they're gonna take the third one out.
All right. Go ahead and roll.
And I'm just gonna roll. All right. Come on. 9.
It's gonna be 9.
9. All right. Really?
3d6? Yeah, that's kind of how it works.
Okay, and so as they approach you, you feel their arms and hands try to reach behind one shoulder, the other shoulder, and the next one, but you quickly are able to push them towards the other groups of legendary rangers where they're taken care of by those other legendary Rangers.
Let's be rescued!
Alright, I'm gonna say
Time for Time Force! Shift into Turbo! What? And then I just
it's so powerful.
Yeah. Is there an explosion?
That was just your defense.
You
can actually have an action too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, yeah, I wanna send them to Lightspeed Rescue, Time Force, and Turbo.
Right. That succeeded.
Oh, that did?
Yeah.
Awesome. So then they went back, then there was like a little tiny explosion, like a and now I get to do an action?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who am I attacking? Who's close by to attack?
As you kind of look around, there are 5 more. These are bruisers. They run up.
Ooh, bruisers.
And they see how Orion had defeated 12 X-Borgs, and they go after Orion. Did I say 5? Yes, I said 5.
They go after Orion?
Mm-hmm.
Alright. Well, I can't have that happen. So, I'm gonna try something.
Alright.
Let's see if you're gonna let me do it.
Alright.
Alright. I'm gonna look around at my perimeter. And I'm just gonna do like a mount up! And then you said there's five?
Yeah.
So I call, so I do like a little blue blue! Blue blue! And then all of a sudden it's me, Mighty Morphin Blue,
yeah.
Zeo Blue, In Space Blue, and Super Mega Force Blue. And we all come in and we do that thing like where like the five of them slide across.
That is amazing.
And then we all five blues stand, and then you see the five bruises just land behind us. Blue explosion.
All right.
Blue explosion.
Blue explosion.
Blue explosion.
Go ahead and roll all your d6. Tell me what the total is.
All of the dice.
All of the dice?
Roll
no,
all
no, no,
of
no. All the ones that you're allowed to. Three, right?
Three?
Yep.
Okay. Lightning bolt. 11, 13.
Ooh. Booyah.
Blue, 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 blue.
Booyah, booyah, booyah. Blue-yah.
Cowabooyah.
All right. You catch the attention of all but one of those rangers, but it's no problem because they all slide in one after another. Blue Zeo, blue...
MMPR.
MMPR.
Blue Megaforce. In Space.
In Space.
Blue Super Mega Force.
No Turbo, he's like 12 or something? What?
Yeah, Turbo didn't make it.
He didn't make it. He didn't make it.
Justin!
He's like a 12-year-old.
I got a lightning bolt, so he didn't make it. But it's no problem because they slide in one after another. They like see you, but because they're sliding in, they only see like the white boot or the black boot and the blue leg anyway.
Yeah.
And they're just focused on taking down all the bruisers,
so
and they're
like
completely defeated.
Yeah.
Eddie, whose turn is it next?
Woo! And then Blue Explosion?
Oh yeah, probably Blue Explosion.
Thank you. Alright. I just want to make sure we get our pose. That was awesome! Oh my gosh. All right, Jack, it's time to attack.
More RAM.
Yeah.
What do we got left, one or none?
Oh.
What targets are there, boss?
Well, it's very hard to describe.
Children I can help or families I can help walk across the street? No?
It's very hard to describe this chaotic kind of swarm of both legendary rangers and hundreds of other ex-Borgs and foot soldiers of the Armada. However, I think if you look over to your right shoulder, you'll see four ex-Borgs terrorizing the pink in space ranger.
All right, let's play Fisher-Price bowling with my head.
All right.
Ram, rage.
Ooh.
Attack, attempt to disrupt the enemy formation with my noggin.
All right.
Get it.
That's a 3D. Daijoubu.
Whoa.
I got 222. Actually, I got six.
You got six. All right. So you're able to ram rush two of those X-Borgs out of the way, and then the pink Power Ranger in space is able to defeat the other two. She kind of gives you a strange look, and then just gives you a high five anyways.
She's totally hot.
It's 'cause you're
totally. Yeah, she's beautiful. Jack, whose turn is it next?
I'm going to throw it to our leader, Marvin Shi.
Okay, I want to... No, I'm not going to get too much attention. I'm just going to go ahead and... I'm going to pull out my Hyper Blade Blaster, and I'm going to do one of those, like, cool slides under, so I see like Green Samurai just like going around doing his thing, and I want to like go in that while like he's doing his super speed thing and just shoot down everyone that's like he's attacking, so that way he could finish off the X-Borgs. That way,
okay.
I just lower their HP for him.
All right, I'm gonna say that he is kind of ricocheting very quickly between eight different ones.
And I'm listening closely, and I'm like, why is he doing Tommy's Iyaz? Oh well. Oh my gosh, are you serious? They're both my lucky dice. I got
not
two
anymore.
Ones.
You got two ones.
I got
ones.
Two ones.
Yeah.
As you're using your Hyper Blade Blaster.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Ah, I dropped it in the water. I run behind a bush. You guys got this?
So you almost hit the Power Ranger green in space. Not to be the Samurai Ranger Oh, yeah! Where'd that come from? But you run. You run and hide, and he takes down those
up,
eight other X-Forbs with style. Marv, what?
Hi, Chloe.
Marv, I saw that. That was so embarrassing.
That was lit. You know that.
I know, but I like wasn't even there. Oh man, you got called. I can help you, right?
Well, I was trying to help Dr. O since I heard his sound, but it wasn't.
Kind of looked like you were trying to show off.
No, I was trying to help. Come
okay,
on.
Okay. What do I see?
There's a bunch of chaos, a bunch of X-Forbs fighting left and right, but then. Dr. O, as you know him, dressed up as the Green Ranger, turns towards you and is like,
what? And I do this.
And then he does this motion like,
okay, I'm
fine. And then he's trying to fight, meanwhile trying to fight all the X-Morphs, but is just kind of gesturing in a way that's like, what are you doing here? Get out of the way. Did anybody see you?
Okay, and then I what am I supposed to do? Guys, Dr. O told me to go away.
Oh, actually, you know what? It doesn't look like there's that much left. Maybe we should get a head start before everybody, you know, stops and settles down, then we should hide.
Jack, we should hide?
What, did Marvin stutter? Let's get out of here right now!
Okay,
and as you're on your way out, there's two of these little foot soldiers rushing towards you, Chloe.
Little foot soldiers?
Well, they're like X-Forbs. They're gray, you know.
Okay, so I'm running to hide, and they're little foot soldiers.
Well, there's two X-Forbs that try to, like, stop you.
Oh, okay, there's two of them?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna do that really cool move, you know, where the person runs up and they hook their legs around the person's neck and then throws them down. I'm gonna do that. It's like the little Black Widow move. I'm gonna do that.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that thing. But then when I go to throw the other guy on the ground, I'm gonna throw him into the other bad dude. And then they're just gonna explode. And then a little pink stuff might come out. Maybe some glitter.
Well, let's say it's, you know, it's...
Some smoke. Okay,
let's see how the dice pan out.
10?
10. So, as you are trying to hide, and these two X-Borgs jump up and get into your way, you lock your legs around one of them, their upper body, and you use that momentum to throw him towards the other X-Borg, and it clears your path, and you can run, and they are defeated.
Okay, as I do that, I'm like, Dr. How did you see that? That was cool!
Chloe, whose turn is it next?
Is there any baddies?
Let's say, because of time, it's Vesper's turn.
Okay, Vesper.
Vesper!
My turn! I look around, and I try to find the Black Ranger. And I walk up to the first one I see.
What is the first one you see? I would say it is Power Rangers Lost Galaxy.
Cool.
Black Ranger.
What's up? Hey. I know what you're thinking. Female Black Ranger, pretty cool, right? Well, let me tell you, I'm no ordinary female. Oh. Also, isn't it weird that Tamale and female are spelled the same way, but we say female and Tamale, not Tamale and Famale? Anyways, what I'm trying to say is we should team up. You're be paying attention to me?
Black Ranger. I'm just looking up some research stuff. All right.
Everyone got to fight. I got shushed.
I can keep talking. So okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
What about me?
Is that the... I didn't mean to say Lost Galaxy. Like Mighty Morphin.
Mighty Morphin?
Yeah.
I'm about to say, I was like, Lost
Galaxy.
Wait a minute. Because I was like, there's not black. That's why I was like a little weird.
Correct.
Mighty Morphin.
I mean, hey, look. A couple of those inside, very black.
Yeah.
Very black, sure. Very dark.
Is this Zach or Adam?
Black, you don't know soul. Because he just has Zach. His helmet on.
Hey, what's your name?
And he turns to like finish the fight. All right. This guy's playing hard to get. I can show him Black Ranger which one's superior. Anyways, I take out my Cerberus disc, and I just want to throw it at the enemy he's attacking, and I want to hit it before he does. So as he tries to do a jump kick to take care of that enemy, your disc kind of precedes him, and it actually, maybe, I super it. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. And it actually takes out that bad guy. And as you look around at all the other legendary rangers, the battle is quickly almost over. I know you're impressed.
Desper, come on! We gotta hide!
Peace out. Now the legendary rangers are starting to collect themselves as a giant group. Tommy Oliver at the front. He approaches all the super Mega Force rangers and he says, "Thank you. The Earth is safe again. It was an honor to fight by your side." You guys are at the back of this slow, group now.
Like, and I do this too because he's looking towards us.
And he can, and he's like just, his helmet is off now, so he's just giving you the eye. He's giving you all the eye.
Hey guys. And I like point, I just point in the crowd. There's Jen.
Guys, get in close. What?
Selfie.
What are you guys doing? Let's go.
I got that. He'll take us later, Jack.
Pardon.
Tommy Oliver says, "Well, it's time for us to leave. We'll always be with you." And they do this thing, and then all of them.
And then they all board the buses.
Yeah, and they all turn into beams of light.
Go back to the motion picture.
And then they like go up into the sky, like through the atmosphere. A giant dust cloud stirs up in their wake, and all the Super Mega Force Rangers get blown away by their awesomeness, and they're on the ground.
Oh my god!
Cold blooded. Are we back in the ship?
No, we're still outside. We're still on the ground.
So yeah, what happens when they all teleport away and the Super Mega Force Rangers are like on the ground?
Yeah, we're on the ground.
Well,
and then
what's up? Hey, guys, Super Mega Force team, I'll be right back.
They're used to it.
I gotta really. It's been a long fight. I gotta.
And Troy says, "Yeah, but we gotta celebrate."
Yeah, I'll be right back. I gotta relieve myself. What's up, guys?
Hey, just wanted to say good job.
It was a fun fight.
Dude, I can't believe we just saw you, a couple minutes ago, and it's been, you look great. You cut your hair.
They gave me a makeover. They call it a makeover.
I've heard of them, but.
I would imagine you probably put on like a series of costumes.
I did not like most of the options.
That'd be cool. Just imagine if you like show a series of people wearing clothes and then you play music underneath it or something crazy. That'd be funny. That's exactly what
they did.
Oh.
Well, it was embarrassing.
Sorry.
Now that you're all done with all this and you got your revenge and everything worked out, do you maybe need a ride back to your planet?
I would love that.
Really?
I would like to rebuild my
home. I was actually just kind of throwing that out there, but that's awesome.
No, I would like to rebuild my
home. Like that, and be like, "Oh, I was just saying."
Well, I don't know if you wanted to stay here or not.
We can drop you off in some Andrasian meadow.
That'd be wonderful. So, I'd like to look for any survivors. I did not get to search the whole planet before I left, and maybe I'll rebuild my planet.
Alpha 55 did notice multiple life readings. Sorry, Chloe, what was that?
What was that?
He said stuff. He said he was going to do things.
Do you need some time to say goodbye to your friends? Or do you just want to hop onto our ship now and we can take you back?
Well, I got to give Noah a high five.
All right, well, you go do that.
Yeah, that's important.
I think your Red Ranger left his sword.
Take it to my planet with me.
Oh. I mean, if he doesn't want it.
It'd be useful.
Could I take it off of you?
I don't think we're allowed to pass weapons from ranger to ranger.
That's a shame. Would have been nice to have such a cool weapon.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys done, flirting? Are we going to do something? really
I believe they call it broing out on this planet.
Okay, same thing. Anyways, let's go. What are we doing?
Let's take you back.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Alpha 55. Wait.
I grabbed the weapon.
I'm just like in the side.
I'm just holding it for you. Just holding it. Just holding it, man. That's cool. That's a nice sword.
So while they're broing out, I'm just looking at the beams of light that are going up in the air, and I'm just like hyperventilating. Like,
they look like shooting stars.
That was so awesome. Best day ever. Oh my gosh. So much has happened today, guys.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Alpha, can you take us back to the ship?
Wait.
We gotta, yeah? You have to high-five your friend. That's right. Sorry about that. I'll hold the sword.
High-five Noah.
All right.
I'm gonna take the sword with me.
Yeah, all right, okay.
And as much as I'd like to go back to Andrasia, I need more time with these rangers.
Okay. Sure.
Fair enough.
Yeah, well, again, you don't know anything about us. If you need anything...
I don't know anything about who.
Oh, wait, actually.
He's good.
All right.
Thank you.
I mean, two goodbyes in one day.
That's rough. In one day, it seems like a million years to me.
Hey.
Oh, time. How weird it is.
See you later, dude.
Bye.
Later.
Bye, guys.
I gave him, like, an awkward hug.
I just go away.
Okay. All right, Alpha. Can you beam us back?
All right. Alpha teleports all the other Hyperforce Rangers back onto their time ship. You guys fade away, and Orion sees you kind of fade off.
I saved your life, you owe me!
All right, that was the end of our episode. Thank you for watching, guys. Hyperforce. Was it episode 18?
Oh my gosh!
Episode 18. Thank you so much for everybody who's been tuning live.
Wow.
Tuning in live week after week. What an awesome adventure.
We pulled these donations for you.
And yes. we want to give a special thanks to everybody who has supported this show, this episode.
Yeah, wow. Thank you.
Yeah, it's for real, it's for you.
Hey, guys, what's going on over here?
We were in the legendary.
Charm Blue. All right, #Charm Blue, #Super. Love Power Rangers Hyperforce. Bow ties are cool, 86. Kick some Alliance tail and avenge Joe's lost Ranger powers. May the power protect you, #Ultra. DeBrito Joe, while I dislike Megaforce and Super Megaforce, Orion was one of the good things about the show. Good luck, Hyperforce, #Super.
They're salty, man.
#Mega, you guys are the best. Heart. PR Fan 2002, Malika, hope your mystic mother arrives safely. Here's a #Super. King of Evil 89, as the King of Evil, I approve of Vesper's plan. Let spread vengeance. You know, for the greater good, insert evil laugh here. #Super, #Super.
Whoa.
Shadow Uzumaki, here's another donation for a #Super mega win. Oh god, that catchphrase. Hackla, #Supers, I am sending my energy. Wilder 1251, #Super, Super Mega Ultra Hyper Force. It's a legendary battle. Everyone needs some supers. Shadow Uzumaki, all the #Supers. Aussie Ranger in Space. Rangers, you might need this #Super for the legendary war.
Rock and roll.
All right. Nice. Guys, thank you so much for your support. We really do appreciate it. Next week, we have special guest Kyle Higgins as a player, but there's someone else joining as a player next week, too.
What?
Ooh. Oh, I didn't tell you guys this.
Is it Jim Scott?
What? It's Malika.
Whoa!
Because why we're in Shattered Grid, I'm your boss.
Whoa.
No! Of course you are! It's all about Sabrina!
Oh my god!
You are!
Shattered Grid is not, this is a gift that has a bad tie to it! You know what? It's worth it! It's worth it! He's gonna kill us all, man!
Send your supers now,
please.
I think this will be the first episode I ever missed. I'm just 12 years in remission.
You guys don't want my help? I know things.
Well, aren't you clever?
Zach is going to destroy us.
Hey, right. I see what you did there.
Thank you for tuning in. We're going to be jumping over to the Fireside Chat tonight. I heard that there are some special presents a very special fan mod wants to give to you guys.
Whoa. Another burrito? I can't.
More burritos?
Okay, take care. We'll be right back.
It's Taquitos. Thanks for watching, you guys.
Bye. Thank you.
See you next week.
Thank you for having me.